a big dog hunt. Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. It's Joe Stazak in the house till midnight tonight. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm here till midnight tonight. Just following up on Devon Givens. What a show he put together today from 6 to 9. Always a good listen and always a good learning process, especially when it comes to Sixers basketball. He is Mr. NBA. Getting it done. We will talk some Sixers tonight, but I want to talk some Eagles first. I haven't been on since the post-game show last week, so I do want to kind of put a wrap on the Eagles season, talk a little Nick Foles, talk a little running back situation, talk a little bit about free agency, talk a little bit about the draft, where they go from here. And, of course, we will get into 76ers basketball. Big win for them last night, 120-96 on the road over Indiana. Just an impressive performance. They're 3.5 games out behind the Milwaukee Bucks, who've taken the lead over the Toronto Raptors. Going to be interesting down the stretch to see who's going to take the East. Boston trails the Sixers. They're right behind the Sixers. And I don't know what's up with them. They'll probably get it together, and we'll see what happens down the stretch. Sixers starting to play better together. Problem they've had since Jimmy Butler has arrived. And again, we'll talk some Sixers if you'd like. I'd like to. They have a big game tomorrow with the Thunder. I heard right here on 97.5 The Fanatic at 3:30. I'm on with D-Line tomorrow, 6:30 to 10. And then again, Sunday from 5 to 8. During the championship games, Coach, you're killing me, man. You're killing me scheduling me during the championship games. I love championship weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Patriots and Chiefs, Saints and Rams. Unfortunately, the Eagles aren't part of the Final Four, and it was a rough one, especially how it ended with Alshon Jeffrey, the drop into Marshawn Lattimore's hands, and that pretty much sealed the deal. Here's the deal with Nick Foles. Here's the situation. The Birds can decline the mutual option, then Foles becomes a restricted free agent. I don't think they want to do that. They want to get something for Nick Foles. They could also exercise that $20 million option, which would force Foles to pay $2 million of his signing bonus back if he wants to buy his freedom. Or they can slap the franchise tag on him, and they have to pay him around $25 million with the hopes of trading him. And, of course, they could also keep him. The odds are out on where he's going to end up. Miami is first at plus 200. Tampa Bay is last at plus 2,000. Washington, Jacksonville, Denver, and the Eagles are also in the mix. The Giants, Oakland Raiders, and the Carolina Panthers also in the mix for Nick Foles' services. Here's the deal. I hear people talking about it, debating it all week. How can the Eagles keep Nick Foles? What can they do? Can they pay this man his money to be a backup? No, sir. Eagles would never do that for a backup, even though he's the best insurance policy I've ever seen. Ever. What he did for this team last year, what he did almost did for this team this year, he got some of it done. Didn't play all that well against the Saints, but he's had quite an illustrious career. He's the owner of many records, 27-2 back in 2013, 119 quarterback rating. If you poo-poo that year, you're way off base. 7 touchdowns in a game against the Raiders back in the day. Super Bowl MVP, 25 consecutive completions, and he beat the best defense in the league in back-to-back years. Beat the Vikings last year 38-7 and beat the Bears this year 16-15. He has done a lot. His resume is ridiculous. But here's the deal why he will not be back. The only reason, well, there are plenty of reasons, but the real reason he won't be back is he doesn't want to be back. He wants to lead men. He wants to lead men. This was Nick Foles this week talking about his future with the Eagles.
Like I said, I would love to lead a team. You know, the starter thing, like leading a team, impacting a locker room. That's something that, you know, that's why we play the game, to impact people, to create an atmosphere. And you can't just do it as a quarterback, though. It's not one person. That's the thing, that if this team's shown, it takes a team. It's not just a quarterback. This team on all facets leans on one another, defense, offense, special teams, coaches, and, you know, ultimately that's what creates a winning atmosphere.
It absolutely does. I don't blame him. He's earned the right to be a starting quarterback somewhere, and there are teams in desperate need of a starting quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, probably not long for the Miami Dolphins. Washington with Alex Smith, maybe never returning to the football field. Blake Bortles in Jacksonville. Case Keenum, a patchwork quarterback situation there. Of course, the Eagles are plus 600. The Giants probably on Eli Manning's last legs. Oakland might be ready to get rid of Derek Carr. Carolina's an interesting one. Now, they are plus 2,000 along with Tampa Bay because I think Jameis Winston, Bruce Arians is kind of connected to Jameis Winston and probably going to be the quarterback for a while. Cam Newton, I can't see Nick Foles stepping in that situation with Cam Newton there, however long he'll be there. I can see Nick Foles heading to Miami. They need a quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, two games under 500 in his career. I know Miami's a bad squad, and Adam Gase didn't do a whole lot with Ryan Tannehill, but is he really a franchise quarterback? Nick Foles, I think, can be a franchise quarterback. I absolutely do. His numbers are eerily similar to Carson Wentz, and I hear people now talking about it. I brought it up about a month ago, how close he is in numbers to Carson Wentz. He started 44 games. Carson Wentz has started 40 games. The difference in yardage, 1,000 yards. That's it. In the 44 games he's played, in the 40 games Carson Wentz has played, Nick Foles has outthrown Carson Wentz by 1,000. Completion percentage, 63 for Carson Wentz, 62 for Nick Foles. Yards per attempt, 7 for Carson Wentz, 7.1 for Nick Foles. Carson Wentz killing it with the TD to interception ratio, 70 to 28. Nick Foles, 68 to 33. Very respectable. Quarterback rating in their careers, 92.5 for Carson Wentz, 88.5 for Nick Foles. Record overall, Carson Wentz, which is the only thing that really matters to me, 23 and 17. Nick Foles, 26 and 18. Very close. Now, Nick Foles has done it over many years. Carson Wentz has done it over 3 years. But you go by how many games they've started. Nick Foles has started 4 more. And I think, and I'm going to throw this question out there, do you think Nick Foles has earned the right for the Eagles to have the conversation? And when I say the conversation, I'm talking about the conversation of who to go forward with. Now, Doug Peterson said this week, it's Carson Wentz. But don't you think Nick Foles has earned the right to at least have that conversation, especially with Carson Wentz's injury history? People kept moving the bar on Nick Foles. Well, if they make the playoffs, you know, you can say Nick Foles could be in the conversation. Well, if they beat the Bears, well, if they beat the Saints. How many times do you want to move the bar for Nick Foles? How much does he have to do? Win another Super Bowl? Not likely. Last team to do that was the Patriots going back-to-back years in 2004. Doesn't happen very often. Does not happen very often. But what he's done has been nothing short of spectacular for this team. I think he's earned the right to have that conversation. I absolutely do. What do you think? I know there's a Folesian society out there, and I know a lot of folks think he should be the starter going forward. You can make that case. You could also make the case that Carson Wentz should be the starter going forward. You know how much pressure is on Carson Wentz right now? He even admitted it. There's so much pressure on Carson Wentz. Nick Foles has set the bar so high. So ridiculously high. If Carson Wentz, if they make the playoffs, or if they don't make the playoffs, he's going to be judged by what Nick Foles did this year. Remember, Carson Wentz was 5-6. Nick Foles came in and cleaned up the mess. Cleaned up the mess. I got to take our first break, but you can reach me at 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli behind the glass, taking your calls. If you want to talk to me, you have to talk to him first. We're talking Eagles tonight. We're all talking Nick Foles. I haven't had a chance to really give my thoughts on the Eagles wrapping up the season. On the other side, you're going to hear from a very prominent broadcaster, a guy that I think has been hated in this town because of the opinions he's had over the years, especially recently. But he was effusive about what the Eagles accomplished this year. You're going to want to hear it on the other side. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till midnight tonight. Stick around.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend, an indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia.
Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off. Then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E. To 797979.
Text and pigs additional offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS, previous rental Encore or Arcadia, 24-month lease, $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBEG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck gives you huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS, original MSRP. $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. New 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. Only $199 a month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Lease new Buick Encores from $129 per month. Or new GMC Acadias from $199 per month. At FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. online at andysdinerandpub.com.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret on Saturday, January 19th and Saturday, January 26th. Two great fight nights you won't want to miss. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret, open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield, online at creeksidecabaret.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring.
You think I'm back at it? Guess what, Jamara? Never been gold.
When legendary eight-time champion Manny Pacquiao.
I've got the belt. I am the champion. Let's get it on.
Meets four-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner.
I'm going to be victorious.
Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight.
These two courageous warriors putting it all on the line. And the crowd loving every second of it.
Pacquiao versus Broner. Saturday at 9 Eastern, live on pay-per-view.
Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving, it was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun, the odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells nice.
Fabrice car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so nice.
Fabrice car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can say.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Sports Talk for Sewell and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the show. It's 9:20 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Getting it done tonight till midnight. I'm on tomorrow with D-Line. I'm 6:30 to 10 following the Sixers and Thunder. And then I'm on Sunday during championship weekend, 5 to 8. Thank you, Coach, for that scheduling gaffe. But whatever, I'll have some fun. I'm going to talk about the those two games in a little bit. We'll preview the Pats and the Chiefs, the Saints and the Rams. I'll give you my picks. Was 4-0 the week before, 2-2 last week. I was 3-1 the week before, apologize. And 2-2 last week, Eagles being the last game to cover. Should have won the game, in my opinion. 14-point lead, can't give that up. Third time this year, they blew at least a 14-point lead. One time, they blew a 17-point lead. Can't do that. You just can't do that. 14-point lead, you tack on a few more points, even if it's 10 points. With three quarters to go, you win that ball game. And I guarantee you, Nick Foles was going to punch that in down the stretch if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't let that ball go through his hands. Feel bad for him. I am impressed with Eagle Nation not getting on Alshon Jeffrey, realizing how many good things he's done for this team and how hurt he is himself, how upset he is at himself for dropping that ball. Not only does he catch that, I hear people say 9 out of 10 times. How about 9.9 out of 10 times? I know he said he has the best hands in the league. He's not far off. Tremendously strong hands. He's made so many great catches. That over-the-shoulder catch in the Super Bowl, the touchdown catch. Just a great acquisition by Howie Roseman. He'll be here next year. Don't know if Golden Tate will be here next year. I'll go over the free agents and what I think is going to happen in a little bit. But we're talking Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, and we are still talking about it because I haven't had a chance to give my thoughts or opinions, and I know people still want to talk about it. You can do that at 610-632-0975. Again, my stance is he deserves to be in the conversation. He deserves to have that conversation. Apparently not. Doug Peterson said in no uncertain terms, Carson Wentz is the guy going forward. Here ends the Nick Foles era. He did so many tremendous things for this team. It's incredible. The most accomplished quarterback in Eagles history. He's the only one to get it done. That's what you play for. Forget about Donovan McNabb and five championship games. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl MVP. Most accomplished quarterback in Eagles history because of that game and because of that playoff run. This year, against the Bears, 62.5% completion percentage, 266 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. He did throw some picks this year. Three touchdowns and four picks this year, the last one not being his fault. 77.7 rating against the Saints, 58% completion percentage. His number was down. He did not play his best football, 201 yards, one touchdown, two picks, including a rushing touchdown, 61.4%. His quarterback rating. So didn't have a great last game, unfortunately. Started out hot, 8 of 9 for 113 yards right off the bat, two touchdowns, but the offense fizzled. And again, you can rip the defense all you want, Jim Schwartz for not blitzing and, you know, playing that soft cover three defense, giving up a lot of yards, which resulted in a lot of points. Not a ton of points all told, but enough points to win that ball game. Eagles were still in it, fortunately. Saints missed a field goal, 52-yarder. Everything was lined up for Nick Foles to pull his magic one more time. But it ended. And so did Nick Foles' career here in Philadelphia. It's pretty simple. You know, forget about what the Eagles can do to keep him. He doesn't want to be here. I mean, he wants to be here, but only as a starting quarterback. I mean, that's it. And he deserves the right to move on. I hope the Eagles do him right. Howie Roseman was asked how much that factors in to the situation, doing Nick Foles right, sending him to a place he wants to be. Howie Roseman gave the right answer, the only answer. He's going to do what's best for the football team, and he should. What's best for the football team. I saw a Twitter poll this week. The question was, has Nick Foles earned the right to go where he wants to go? 69% said yes. Are you serious? You do what's best for the football team. Sorry, That's why they could franchise him. Now, they could get burned. Might not be the market they think for $25 million. Then they're stuck. They're stuck with Nick Foles for $25 million. And they have to pay Carson Wentz next year. That's a risk you run. That is the risk you run. Once again, there are three things that can happen. The Birds can decline the mutual option, then Foles becomes an unrestricted free agent. I don't think that's going to happen. They don't want to just let him go. I wouldn't think so. Or the Birds can exercise that $20 million option, which would force Foles to pay the $2 million back of his signing bonus if he wants to buy his freedom and be a free agent. Or they can slap the franchise tag on him, thus paying him $25 million per year in the hopes of trading him. And they could also keep him. I'm sure he wouldn't be pleased if that happened. Of course, $25 million, I think he'd be pleased with that. Because I think he's probably going to get 20 to 25 on the open market. Again, I mentioned the odds came out on where he might go. Miami is number one. And I agree. I agree with that. Unfortunately, he'll be playing in the same conference, same division as Tom Brady. I don't know if he'll ever leave Miami out of that until Brady retires. But I think he deserves to be in the conversation about going forward. What do you say? Does he deserve to be in the conversation? Does he deserve a conversation about who's the starting quarterback going forward? Apparently, the Eagles, not even a thought. Not even a thought. Doug Peterson said, yep, Carson Wentz is our guy going forward, thus ending the Nick Foles era here in Philadelphia. And I understand Carson Wentz to me is a top five talent, but he's nowhere near as accomplished as Nick Foles. He's 5-6 this year, guys. 5-6. Nick Foles came in and cleaned up the mess. Went over the Rams, the Texans, the Skins. Got a little help from the Bears. Then they knocked off the Bears. Should have knocked off the Saints. Cleaned up the mess. I don't know if Carson Wentz is the guy. I don't. I think he's the guy. And I think he's going to be an absolute stud going forward if he can stay healthy. That's a big if. But the Eagles didn't even think twice about it. Yep, Carson Wentz is our guy going forward. I think Nick Foles deserved to have a conversation about who the guy is going forward. Now, I mentioned on the previous side, I teased some sound from a very prominent broadcaster. His name is Colin Cowherd. I know he's maligned in this town for some things he said about the Eagles in the past. I think he's brilliant. I think he calls it like he sees it. I think everyone's a little too sensitive if someone says something negative about their team, especially the Eagles. I think he calls it like it is. This was Colin Cowherd. This was Colin Cowherd this week on the Eagles almost knocking off the Saints.
How in the hell is Philadelphia driving for the win in that game? Philadelphia is using a backup quarterback. They're on the road for the fifth time in 6 weeks. Their defensive linemen all took turns getting hurt, and they lost their second-best offensive lineman during the game. They're on a four-string running back and using recycled soda cans in the secondary. And it took amazing Drew Brees feats, 3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-13, to escape with a win. I mean, Philadelphia, that coaching staff, give them all raises. They had no business being in that game. They had no business taking a lead. They had no business being the team that came out with energy. I mean, for the first hour of that game, they had the Saints on the ropes. If the Saints don't get that first down on that fake kick, I'm not sure that game's not over. Because, I mean, New Orleans needed everything. Fake kick, drop pick by the Eagles, multiple injuries to win that game, and Philly was driving. Philly was driving to win that football game. It's nothing against New Orleans. I was blown away by Philadelphia. I'm not joking when I say this. Last year, everybody fell in love with Nick Foles, but they were playing home games. You know, I mean, it was like they were healthy. They were a really good football. They're all beat up. mean, they got secondary guys I've never heard of. I watch every NFL game. They got guys in the secondary I've never heard of. They're on four-string running backs. You know how hard it is to win on the road 5 times in 6 weeks? You saw the Chargers on back-to-back roadies? The Chargers, a great roster on back-to-back road trips, did not show up. They were out 4 minutes into the game. It was over. For Philadelphia to be in that game to the end with a backup, and I mean, that was, I'm blown away by Philadelphia. So don't sell your stock on the Eagles. I mean, because they're going to be, Carson Wentz is back. They're going to be significantly healthier. They've shown an ability to acquire free agents at a high level and draft at a high level. I've said their owner, their GM, their coach, and their quarterback are all A. They're all A talents. So when you're an A going into the season every year, owner, GM, coach, and quarterback, you're not going anywhere. If you told me today there's a team that's going to dominate the NFC East and I had to pick one, I'd pick Philadelphia. That was character. I mean, that was impressive. I know how it works. If you win a game, you're a genius. And if you lose a game, you're a bum. That's the way it works in sports. Blown away by Philadelphia yesterday. Blown away. I mean, I took them in the point. I thought the Saints would win. And I thought, you know, Philly will keep it close. The first two rounds of that fight, Saints were almost on the canvas in the Superdome. All the other teams that got rest dominated. KC off a bye, great. Belichick off a bye, great. Rams off a bye, great. Saints off a bye, almost got knocked out in the second round.
All right, that was Colin Cowherd this week talking about your team, your town, your Philadelphia Eagles. Effusive. And I agree with him 100%. That was character. 5 out of the last 6 games on the road. He mentioned soda cans in the defensive secondary, guys he's never heard of. You're going to hear a lot about Cravon LeBlanc going forward. He's emerged as a possible star. Other than that, yeah, I agree with him. Soda cans in the defensive secondary. Guys hurt all game. Brandon Brooks tears his Achilles. Fletcher Cox out for a good portion of the game. Jason Peters, as per usual, getting hurt in and out of the lineup. They were so banged up to almost beat the Saints. I mean, that says something about this team. You can say what you want about Colin Cowherd. I think he calls it like he sees it. He was blown away. Be honest, I was too. Not only were they in that game, they had the Saints on the ropes. That's why that one hurt so much. They had an opportunity to get back to the NFC title game. And heck, Rams can't beat this team. Eagles owned them in the last 2 years. Owned them. That would have been something. Steve Callis coming up at around 10 after 10. He'll give his thoughts on the Birds. He'll wrap up the season. He'll talk about the conversation that should be had, in my opinion. And we'll also look forward to his picks. He was 4-0 last week. Dominated the NFL betting scene 2 weeks ago, I should say. We'll get his picks on the championship games. Games that I will miss a good chunk of because I'm hosting 5 to 8. Who would have thunk it? It's one of my favorite weekends of the football season, championship weekend. I love it. But I'll be here. So please don't get settled in and locked in or dialed into those games. You want to be listening right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Again, I'm in there 5 to 8 on Sunday. I'm with D-Line. I'm tomorrow night, 6:30 to 10. I'm on tonight till midnight. Steve Callis coming up, like I said, at 10:10. And that was Colin Cowherd. I think he's brilliant. He gets a bad rap in this town. And I think everything he said was true. I mean, the loss hurts. It hurts bad. It's going to take a while to get over that one. Had him on the ropes. Couldn't deliver the knockout punch. Again, I thought the critical point in that game was not recovering that fumble. Brandon Graham looked like he wanted to run with the ball. Had it for a second, then lost it. That was at least good for 3 points. Maybe more, as hot as Foles was early. You go up 21-0, lights out for New Orleans. Lights out. Just couldn't get there, unfortunately. Shut out in the last three quarters. I blame that loss on the offense. Despite starting out like gangbusters, they just fizzled. And unfortunately, Nick Foles picked a big game to not have his best game. He is 4-2 in the playoffs, all told. Starting six games. Completion percentage 68.1. His numbers dropped. He was at over 70. But this game took him down a little bit. 7.8 yards per attempt, 11 touchdowns, 5 picks. He was 8-1 in a ratio before the last two games. Threw some picks. Not all his fault. In the Bears game, both were his fault. Kind of. He threw behind Wendell Smallwood, and then he threw that awful pick in the end zone. Didn't hurt him. Still won the game. Quarterback rating overall dropped to 98.8 in the playoffs, 4-2 record. Legendary performances. Legendary. And that's why I think there should have been a conversation. Shouldn't have been a no-brainer. I think it's prudent to at least have the conversation. Whether you're locked into Carson Wentz or not, I think it was prudent or non-prudent to not have the conversation. And they didn't blink. Carson Wentz is the guy going forward. Doug Peterson said it this week. But here's the deal, and I mentioned it before. Nick Foles doesn't want to be here. Forget about the Eagles trying to figure out a way to keep him. Great job by Howie Roseman not giving him up for a third-round pick from the Browns last year. I couldn't believe a lot of people wanted to do that. See what I'm getting at? See what I'm getting at? This is why you don't give up Nick Foles with a quarterback in front of him who's injury-prone. Have we not learned anything from the previous year? Yeah, the moment you get, I know what I'm talking about, your listenership will improve. I don't mean to be arrogant, but that was a no-brainer, in my opinion. And, oh, look, it happened again. And they go somewhat deep into the playoffs because Nick Foles takes over for Carson Wentz. And all the pressure, there's so much pressure on Carson Wentz. He knows it. He feels it. He's got to live up to the bar that Nick Foles set. Not an easy thing to do, considering he was a Super Bowl MVP. Doesn't get much better than that. Carson Wentz comes out next year, lays an egg. They don't make the playoffs. And I agree with Colin Cowherd. This is the team going forward to dominate the NFC East. Forget about Dallas. Giants are a quarterback away, at least a couple years away. Skins are in disarray with their quarterback situation. Starting a third and fourth string guy down the stretch, Josh Johnson. Should have had a conversation. Should have had a conversation. But again, Nick Foles doesn't want to be here. Steve Callis texted me. He brought up a good point because I mentioned if he goes to Miami, he's going to have a hard time with Tom Brady still in the division. But he owns Tom Brady. He owns him, beat him on the biggest stage under the brightest lights, despite 505 yards by Brady in that game. That's incredible. A straight conference championship by the Death Star. You know how impressive that is? This dynasty run has lasted 18 years. Incredible. Only twice have they had a losing record. And, of course, we know who the GOAT is, maybe the best football player of all time, surpassing Jerry Rice, in my opinion. I know there were other great ones, Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, you know, Joe Montana. I get it. I still think Brady is the best of them all. 8 Super Bowls, 5 victories. He's one game away from another Super Bowl, 8th straight championship game. Love him or hate him, you have to respect him. You have to respect what Brady has done. And that team. They don't have Josh Gordon. Gronk's a shell of himself. And they just rolled the Chargers last week. Edelman's coming off a major injury. They lost Nate Solder to the Giants, their left tackle. Like I mentioned, Josh Gordon not there anymore. Don't have a deep threat. They just destroyed the Chargers. 35-7 at the half. One of the most perfect games I've ever seen. You know, morons like me picked the Chargers to win that game. I did something that I preach you should not do and bet against the Patriots. Had them all year. Bet them every game this year. Except that one. Serves me right. Fool me twice. And you did. See what happens? 610-632-0975. A couple open phone lines right now. Got to take another break. I'm Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. Stick around, folks.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Then plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction. Oh. You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Ooh.
Like with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. People ask, what does this mean, I hate Steven Singer? Well, it's mostly other jewelers that hate me. Why? Because we make the best Valentine's Day gift ever. It's a real long-stem American Beauty rose, lavishly and deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold. And they last forever. Can you imagine a beautiful flower, a real rose that is preserved forever in 24-karat pure gold? Our famous gold-dipped roses start at only $59. They arrive to your door in a magnificent gift box with your own personalized love note. There must be a catch, right? Nope. Free personalized love note, all guaranteed for life, for only $59. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com or call 888-IHateStevenSinger. Visit us at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. If this is your first Steven Singer rose, I suggest the red. If you're a returning collector, check out our newest premium color, only available at IHateStevenSinger.com. This is a gift she'll cherish forever.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
New year, new car.
Gary Barbera has
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Your choice, zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges, Rams, Rams, and more Rams.
Motor Trend's Truck of the Year.
I'm not kidding.
Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps, 200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trends Truck of the Year,
and easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
And during Owner Appreciation Month, it's your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
Oh, mama.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
$12,990 is a 2015 Jeep Patriot. Zero down to a qualified client.
300 Jeeps,
200 discounted Dodges,
Motor Trends Truck of the Year, the new Ram.
Hello.
Zero down or from $12,990.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with your Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Well, nearby mountains have gone hard with the snow guns, and now we've got some natural snow in our hands for many mountains. A fine setup for a three-day holiday weekend. Spring Mountain, 4 runs, cruising until 9. Shawnee Mountain, 22 trails, 90% open. Blue Mountain, steeps and cruisers aplenty with 26 trails. Big Boulder night skiing till 10 with 14 runs. Jack Frost 100% open with Camelback at 31 trails and 18 tubing chutes. White Bay 62 trails from their summit.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
This year's Bird Standout Player is brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
Like last season, Nick Foles came in after Carson Wentz went down with an injury. Both had a 72% completion percentage, 7 touchdowns, a QBR of 69.5, and averaging 288 yards per game. Foles rallied the team to 3 straight wins to end the regular season and beat the favorite Bears in the wild card round. Foles was truly the standout player of the year.
That was this year's Bird Standout Player, brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 7171. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7171.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring.
You think I'm back at it? Guess what, Jackman? I've never been good.
When legendary 8-time champion Manny Pacquiao.
I got the belt. I am a champion. Just get on.
Meets 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner.
I'm going to be victorious.
Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight.
These two courageous warriors putting it all on the line. And the crowd loving every second of it.
Pacquiao versus Broner. Saturday at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Joe Stajak here till midnight tonight. Steve Cowell is coming up at 10:10. Taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We're still talking Carson Wentz, Nick Foles. I say a conversation should have been had at least. Even if it was just for academic purposes. I think Nick Foles earned that right. What do you think? And does he have a right to choose where he wants to go? I say absolutely not. What do you think? Has he earned that right? Saw a Twitter poll this week. 69% think yes. People, you got to do what's best for the football team. Sorry, that's the way it goes. And Howie Roseman immediately dismissed the idea. Yes, if you can help Nick Foles out at the same time, great. But you got to do what's best for the football team. Dan in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Joe, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I know that it's not the popular opinion, and nobody really wants to talk about Carson Wentz, you know, versus Nick Foles over Carson Wentz. But I agree that the conversation should be taking place that, hey, you know, Foles is only 29 right now. If we can call Jacksonville and say, hey, give us Jalen Ramsey and a couple of early picks, like a first and a second, I would seriously consider that. I'm not saying that Carson Wentz's future isn't going to be bright, but my fear is that this ghost of Nick Foles could change his progression, could change his trajectory, where he was on a path of eliteness. I agree that we were 13 games into an MVP season. He was not the same coming back. We all know that, and there's injuries, and that's all been discussed. But until Carson Wentz wins the Super Bowl in this city, the ghost of Nick Foles will always be there, and it'll always haunt him until that day.
You nailed it on the head, calling him the ghost of Nick Foles. You're absolutely right. He's going to haunt Carson Wentz. He set the bar so high.
He's already admitted it, right? Carson's
he
already
did.
Said the pressure's there.
Said it this week. Yeah, yep. There's added pressure. The pressure is great. It's so great on Carson Wentz because he has to live up to what a backup quarterback did. It's incredible. What an incredible story. Never seen anything like it.
Yep, absolutely.
Dan, I appreciate the call, man. You have a good night. Thank you very much. His opinion on the Carson Wentz situation. And there's a lot of folks that think that. Not because they don't like Carson Wentz, but they think the team plays better with Nick Foles. And to a degree, it looks like that. It really does. Played better with him this year. Showed a lot of heart, a lot of character. We had Colin Cowherd on a little while ago. Didn't have him on. We played some sound from him this week. I'm going to play it again at 10 o'clock. We have 35 minutes of uninterrupted radio, commercial free. I'll play that again. I can't get enough of that. To me, it was touching. Hearing someone I respect so much in the biz say what he said about the Eagles, because I absolutely agree. It was character. Just came up a buck short, but it was character to do what they did, considering where they were. They were dead in the water after the Dallas game. To bounce back like that, 5 of the last 6 games on the road, 4-string running back, basically. I'll go over the free agents, too, going forward, because, first of all, I think their biggest need is a running back. Devon Gibbons did a whole show on it. I think that's their biggest need, and they have needs. They really do. A lot of top-name free agents could go by the wayside. They're going to have to replenish and reload. They have 9 picks in the draft, a first and 2 seconds to lead it off. Howie Roseman doesn't like to take a running back that high. But maybe with one of the 2s. There's a couple decent running backs out there. And you got Kareem Hunt in the 3rd round, Brian Westbrook in the 3rd round. There's guys to be had. You just have to pick the right ones. There's Josh Jacobs and Damian Harris, both out of Alabama. That's amazing. They have 2 running backs, probably slotted at 1-2 in terms of the running backs to go in the 2019 draft. David Montgomery from Iowa State. Justice Hill from Oklahoma State had a nice year. Devin Singletary of FAU. Mike Sanders from Penn State, local cat. There's some running backs to be had. To me, that's their biggest need. They put up 42 yards versus the Bears, 49 versus the Saints. 4th team in NFL history to run under 50 yards in back-to-back playoff games in the same season. 4th team in NFL history to rush under 50 yards in back-to-back playoff games in the same season. That's not good. Last 5 seasons, a different player has led the team in rushing. Talk about instability. LeSean McCoy in 2014, DeMarco Murray in 2015, Ryan Matthews in 2016, LeGarrette Blount. Oh, we missed LeGarrette Blount this year, 2017, and Josh Adams, 2018. Took 2 snaps in the playoffs. Team's leading rusher this year took 2 snaps in the playoffs. Talk about trust or lack thereof. Man. Thought he did a nice job this year. He did fumble in that Texans game and gave them an opportunity to win that game. And they just don't trust him. I don't trust rookies either. I don't like rookies a little bit. Don't trust him. Eagles obviously didn't trust Josh Adams. Didn't play a lick in the playoffs. Anyway, the question is, should there be a conversation? Now, my man Tyler Zuli behind the glass, and I love him to death, he disagrees with me on some things, and I like smart people who disagree with me. And Tyler, you have a little problem with what I've been arguing tonight. What are your thoughts?
I do, because my argument is that, you know, you talked about that they should have a conversation, and the conversation should be had. And I get that Nick Foles deserves the conversation, but then you brought up later in the show that you're not going to do him, quote-unquote, favors by saying that you're going to send him to, you know, send him to a team that works for him. So how does he deserve the conversation when they don't have the money to fund that conversation? How does he, I don't understand how he deserves that conversation, but at the same time, he doesn't get the favor of getting moved to a particular team.
Well, they fund him by getting rid of Carson Wentz, because you can't keep both. You just can't keep both, so that's how they fund him. They pay him and not Carson Wentz and try to get things for Carson Wentz. I'm not saying they should do that. I just think it's prudent to have that conversation, especially with Carson Wentz's injury history. It's real. You know, last two seasons, he's missed the playoffs. And I know he was on pace for an MVP season last year, and he's coming off a major injury. It was only 5-6. Nick Foles cleaned up his mess. It's just a real thing about his injury history. And that's the only reason, in my opinion, you have that conversation. Otherwise, he's a top five talent.
I get the injuries. My other argument that I had was with our previous caller, who said that he is going to be in the shadows of the ghost of Nick Foles.
I agree with that.
I agree with that? I agree with that to an extent, but I agree with the pressure part. If he believes that he will always be in Nick Foles' shadow, he's not the quarterback we thought he was.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is a really bad thing for this city.
Really bad.
I don't think that that's the case. I think Carson is a guy of conviction. He's a guy that we know. He's a guy of faith. He's not the kind of guy that go, wow, man, am I not that good? Because he knows he's that good.
All right, that's fair, and I agree with that. You know, I agree with that. I think I'd like to agree with that. I think he's supremely confident in his ability, and he should be. He's a top five talent. He's got all the gifts. Got all the God-given gifts. 6'5", he's big, he's got a rocket of an arm, he can run, he's smart as hell. But I do think he's going to be playing in the ghost, in the ghostly shadows of Nick Foles until he gets something done. If he never wins a Super Bowl here, despite having a great career here, I mean, he's come up short. I think it would be a failed experiment.
So has everybody else in this franchise.
Now. I agree. Nick Foles, to me, is the most accomplished quarterback because he won the Super Bowl. Everybody else pales in comparison. Not numbers-wise. I get all that. He doesn't have the longevity of a Donovan or a Randall or a Jaws. But he won the Super Bowl, and everything else is going to fall short if it doesn't happen for Carson Wentz, unfortunately. Hey, that's the deal he's been given. And we shall see. 610-632-0975. Mitch in East Windsor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Good, buddy. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
You know, I got a team for Nick Foles. I think he could beat him out too. Dalton with the Bengals. He never wins a big one, especially in the playoffs.
He doesn't. He's 0-3 in the playoffs, I believe, or 0-4. That's a possibility. They might move on from Andy Dalton. That is a very real possibility. I hope they don't do that because that's almost Siberia.
Yeah, well, it's part of NFL. I mean, not every city could be like, you know, Philly, you know, all the big cities, New York, L.A., and all that stuff. Come on, let's get the little towns and city, too, no?
Yeah, you're right, but the Bengals, you know, they're kind of a mess right now.
They've had some good quarterbacks, so. Well, they finally got rid of that coach. He had the most scenario, so I guess they got to start fresh, so maybe a new quarterback. With the Eagles, I agree with you. I like the running backs that come out in this class. They definitely need a running back. They have 2 second-round picks. Wanted to roll the dice on the wide receiver from Arizona State, Harry, Keneal Harry. He looks like 6'5". He looks like a real good. I'm surprised they have him down towards the end in the first round. That's where maybe the Eagles can get him and get the running back in the second round.
Yeah, you know what? And I appreciate the call, Mitch. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's a Friday night. I appreciate you listening. I think they have other needs than a wide receiver. Bigger needs to fill. Defensive end. Barnett coming off a major injury. Brandon Graham, a free agent, probably wants to get paid, even though he loves it here. Chris Long might retire. Michael Bennett is 33, so they needed a defensive end or some help there. I mentioned the running back situation. Jay Ajayi, he's only 25, but he came here with bum knees, and he's coming off a back injury and an ACL. Darren Sproles might retire. Corey Clement's coming off an injury. They need a running back desperately. Offensive tackle, Brandon Brooks is hurt. I know he's a guard. Jason Peters, who know, when he plays, when he's healthy, he's still very good. He's going to be 37, though. What do you do with Jason Peters? Defensive tackle and wide receiver also they need, but I don't think wide receiver is the top need. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Hey, I mentioned earlier, and I want to get this in before Steve Callis comes on. Colin Cowherd had a lot of nice things to say about the Eagles earlier this week. He was effusive. I know he even believes that Philadelphia hates him. I don't know why. Just because he said some things that he believes that were perceived as negative about the Eagles. I don't think he's down on Philadelphia. I think he calls it like it is. This was him this week regarding the Eagles almost knocking off the Saints.
How in the hell is Philadelphia driving for the win in that game? Philadelphia is using a backup quarterback. They're on the road for the fifth time in 6 weeks. Their defensive linemen all took turns getting hurt, and they lost their second-best offensive lineman during the game. They're on a four-string running back and using recycled soda cans in the secondary. And it took amazing Drew Brees feats, 3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-13, to escape with a win. I mean, Philadelphia, that coaching staff, give them all raises. They had no business being in that game. They had no business taking a lead. They had no business being the team that came out with energy. I mean, for the first hour of that game, they had the Saints on the ropes. If the Saints don't get that first down on that fake kick, I'm not sure that game's not over. Because, I mean, New Orleans needed everything. Fake kick, drop pick by the Eagles, multiple injuries to win that game, and Philly was driving. Philly was driving to win that football game. It's nothing against New Orleans. I was blown away by Philadelphia. I'm not joking when I say this. Last year, everybody fell in love with Nick Foles, but they were playing home games. You know, I mean, it was like they were healthy. They were a really good football. They're all beat up. I mean, they got secondary guys I've never heard of. I watch every NFL game. They got guys in the secondary I've never heard of. They're on four-string running backs. You know how hard it is to win on the road 5 times in 6 weeks? You saw the Chargers on back-to-back roadies? The Chargers, a great roster on back-to-back road trips, did not show up. They were out 4 minutes into the game. It was over. For Philadelphia to be in that game to the end with a backup, and I mean, I'm blown away by Philadelphia. So don't sell your stock on the Eagles. I mean, because they're going to be, Carson Wentz is back. They're going to be significantly healthier. They've shown an ability to acquire free agents at a high level and draft at a high level. I've said their owner, their GM, their coach, and their quarterback are all A. They're all A talents. So when you're an A going into the season every year, owner, GM, coach, and quarterback, you're not going anywhere. If you told me today there's a team that's going to dominate the NFC East and I had to pick one, I'd pick Philadelphia. That was character. I mean, that was impressive. I know how it works. If you win a game, you're a genius. And if you lose a game, you're a bum. That's the way it works in sports. Blown away by Philadelphia yesterday. Blown away. I mean, I took them in the point. I thought the Saints would win. And I thought, you know, Philly will keep it close. The first two rounds of that fight, Saints were almost on the canvas in the Superdome. All the other teams that got rest dominated. KC off a bye, great. Belichick off a bye, great. Rams off a bye, great. Saints off a bye, almost got knocked out in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost got knocked out in the second round. Incredible performance. I agree with everything Colin Cowherd said. That's character, what they accomplished. That was heart. The other question I want to throw out there is, how would you assess the Eagles' season? I know only one team in the playoffs can end the season with a victory. I feel good about the season now. Felt awful for about 13 weeks. It was a disaster. especially being down 19-3 to the Giants. They were getting blown out. Malcolm Jenkins makes a huge pick, turned the season around. They win that game and they go on a run. Courtesy of Nick Foles, obviously. And the defense played well. Defense played pretty well. But I agree with everything Colin Cowherd said. And I think he does call it like it is. Let's go back to the phones. Jay in North Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
What's up with you, bro? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right until I heard the boys start talking. And, you know, to me, it sounded like he was describing like a Cleveland Brown team or something like that. The way he was like, how the heck was they in the game and this, that, and the third. Yeah, but you acting like we ain't the reigning champs. The way he was talking greasy. He did give us some praise, but he was talking real greasy. Like, we ain't the reigning champs. Yeah, we pick up people off the street. And look, last year we had the underdog mentality. Every man stepped up. Every time there was an injury, somebody stepped up and did what they had to do. This year we did it, but we just ain't what we wasn't able to beat the Saints this year. That's all. That's cool, though, because what we did was enough. And I'm proud of my team. And I don't like when people go on one breath, you're going to talk bad on them, and in that breath, you're going to give them praise. Don't say nothing about them at all. That's how I feel.
All right. You know, Jay, I appreciate the phone call, man. That's good stuff. That's passion from Jay. It's passion. He didn't necessarily like what Colin Cowherd said. He thinks it was a given. See, I don't think it was a given. I know those Super Bowl champs. But they were decimated with injuries. 5 of the last 6 games on the road. Who does that? Who performs at that level? So my other question tonight, besides the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles question, is where would you rate this season? It was a mess for 13 weeks. But then what they accomplished, I feel good about what they accomplished this year. I'm still stinging over the loss because I think they should have won that game, but it is what it is. I kind of view this season as successful, considering where they were. Now, if you asked me at the beginning of the year if they only win one playoff game, I'd say, no, that's a disaster. They're the Super Bowl champs and they have a window.
Well, why so, Joe? Because if at the beginning of the year they were a bye team and they won the divisional game and then they lost in the title game, you would say that's bad?
If they lost in the championship game,
yeah,
or the Super Bowl?
The NFC championship game. Well, regardless if it's home or not.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is to win the Super Bowl. If you come up short, you came up short.
No, I agree on that, but you know, I mean, you know football very well. You know how hard it is to get back to 2,
absolutely,
let alone win 2.
Absolutely. So how would you assess the season? Was it a success?
It was a success in terms of how they back-ended the season.
Okay, that's fair.
I agree with you in the beginning with Carolina, with Tennessee, with the first Cowboys game. If they'd have missed the playoffs at 8-8 or 9-7 and missed, we'd have had an issue. But because they made the playoffs, they won a road game. They did it again with a backup quarterback and, you know, spit gum and duct tape. I think it's successful, sure.
All right, I agree with that. I think it was a successful year. I mean, maybe not with the expectations we had at the beginning of the year, but considering where they came from, I think it was a success. I feel good about the season. I feel like it was entertaining. It was fun. You know, it was touching what they did. I think you should all be proud of your team. I don't want to sound corny, but I think you should be proud of what the Eagles accomplished this year, considering all the injuries they had, the decimated secondary. I think it was a semi-success. Could have been a resounding success. See, Tyler, if they made the championship game this year, I mean, it's a resounding success. And they lost. You know, now, if you said that at the beginning of the year, I'd be like, well, it is tough. I get it. But I'd be disappointed. I'd be thrilled if they would have made it to the championship game. Thrilled. And they should have. As promised on the Comcast Business Hotline, he is the man, the myth, the legend from Callous Remarks. He's Steve Callous. Steven, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Everything's good, Joe. Great to be with you as always.
All right, bro, let's start with last week. Eagles had the Saints on the mat. How'd they let that one get away?
Well, the offense didn't quite click after that. They were playing in a tough place. But there was little doubt, you know, you can blow out a team like they blew out the Vikings the year before, or you can come back with a game-winning touchdown against the best defense in football like they did against the Bears. And I think we had all seen this picture before in the Super Bowl against the Bears, and I think we all thought, I certainly thought it was going to happen again. You got to give New Orleans the defense credit. We complained all summer, last summer, about LeGarrette Blount leaving. You'll never convince me that it might not have been a different game had he been able to play. I know Ajayi was there, but he gets hurt. They had no running game. And every quarterback is better when you have a running game. But I still thought, look, you're right, Alshon Jeffrey's a stand-up guy. But he hit him in the hands.
Yeah, right in the hands.
and they would have been, you know, 25 yards away or whatever it was. They still had to score a touchdown. You know, they still have to score a touchdown and kick an extra point, obviously, so you can't say absolutely. But I don't think there's any, and we'll talk about Colin Cowherd in a minute, I don't think there's anybody who's watched the Eagles or is an Eagles fan who didn't think they were going down the field to win the game, because they've already done it multiple times in as big or bigger spots, like the Super Bowl.
Right. He engineered a game-winning drive in the Super Bowl with about 2 minutes left. Unbelievable.
And the Bears in the last minute.
To me, there was no doubt they were punching that ball in with Nick Foles. It was the money on the line. You know, I call him Never Nervous Nicky. When the money is on the line, he comes through. Now, he didn't have his greatest game, but down the stretch, he's punching that ball in my opinion. You know, and they came up a buck short. It's a shame. Alshon Jeffrey's made so many great catches for this team. That's why I think the fans have not gotten on him. Great job by the fans showing a little empathy, you know, for once. All right. Has Nick Foles earned enough to be in the to have a conversation about him going forward with the Eagles?
Well, I think you have to have a conversation. It's like the decision has already been made. I think that's as much to boost Carson Wentz's confidence. I don't think you want a quarterback controversy. I think that's what part of this is. But I'll say this right now. If you list all the things we've talked about with Nick Foles over the last couple of years, and you'll remember even last year, we were talking about 27-2 when he started playing last year. So it wouldn't be a mystery if he could go win some games. Did we think he was going to win the Super Bowl? I think we did once it started rolling. Frankly.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we both picked the Eagles with the points and to win every game last year. I picked them both times this year. I really thought they were going to win the game just because they covered. That's like a Pyrrhic victory now. Or I guess if you bet, it wasn't a Pyrrhic victory. It was a cash victory.
Yep.
But I just think this guy has done it over and over and over again. And I'll say this right now. If you list everything he's done, is Carson Wentz going to throw 7 TDs in the game? I don't know.
Nope.
Is he going to have a 27-2 season? I don't think so.
Nope.
But much more important, is he going to be able to come in like Foles did this year and beat the Rams, 13.5-point underdogs on the road, and the Texans, 2-point favorite at home back-to-back? We've never seen Carson Wentz do that. Look at his Super Bowl run last year. I think it's a real question. Well, 7, 8, 9 years from now, Carson Wentz have been able to equal, never mind surpass, what Nick Foles has done. And as you pointed out, and also one of the Hasselbacks said the same thing on ESPN, you know Nick Foles has the clutch gene. You, Joe Stazek, has said that on the air 20 times. But you don't know if Carson Wentz has the clutch gene. Now, he hasn't had the chance. What's going to happen if he plays in his first playoff game? Forget a championship game. What's going to happen next year if he plays in his first playoff game and has a bad game?
Ooh, it's going to be rough.
And the ghost of Nick Foles, I'm kind of seeing that, and I think that's part of the reason why there is no conversation, Joe. I think the conversation was, we got to get this guy's confidence up. Yes, he's a confidence. Yes, Tyler's right. You know, maybe he's not the quarterback we think if he's not confident. But look what Nick Foles did. Again, you can put it all on a piece of paper, and you won't believe it. But he did it. So, I think that's why this is going the way it's going. You know, I think it was Rex Ryan who said they could probably get 3 number 1 picks for Carson Wentz. Now, I have no idea if that's true, and I'm not saying they should do that. But I do agree with you that there should be a conversation. But I think the conversation before that conversation was, we need to bump this guy's confidence up. We don't want the shadow of Nick Foles being in the locker room.
Yeah.
We don't want the notion, we'll give him that $20 million to keep him around and even try and trade him. I think they have to try and trade him.
Yep.
But they might have to give him that $20 million to hold on to him to trade him. So that could be a problem for Carson Wentz and his confidence. And I will say one thing for Carson Wentz, like Adam Schefter said, he is a transcendental player. I don't know that I go that far, but he was going to be the MVP the year before. I totally agree with that. But I think he'll be better next year physically just from the old 1 year after the injury. You know how that goes.
Sure.
I think he'll be better health-wise and maybe be more daring but with a little more careful. Again, I think he should go watch Russell Wilson film. I really do. I think he should watch. Russell Wilson's never missed a game. Can you believe that?
That's 7 years. Amazing.
I think Carson Wentz should watch Russell Wilson, how he slides, how he runs out of bounds, when he does it. Because Wentz is a big, strong guy who can run. But I think he will be better next year as a result of having now 1 year removed from a terrible injury.
Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. So you mentioned the ghost of Nick Foles. So he mentioned it this week. He admitted it. We talked about how honest he is when he admitted it. He was a little jealous of Nick Foles last year. And he admitted this week there's added pressure on him. How much pressure is on Carson Wentz now to perform?
Oh, I think there's a ton of pressure. I mean, my goodness, what if he starts 5-6 next year? Oof. And Nick Foles is where I think he might go, Jacksonville, making them a real contender. I think there's a ton of pressure. And I got to say, you know, Colin Cowherd was talking, and I agree with you, he's a very smart guy. But, you know, for example, when he was trying to come up with, oh, they played at home last year, and oh, they were healthy last year.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles were not healthy
last
year.
Healthy.
It was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he probably, again, if you watch all these games, and we watch all these games, you know, no Sproles for virtually the whole year, no Jason Peters, no Carson Wentz, no Hicks.
No Hicks.
They had their own problems in the secondary with injuries last year. More this year, I agree. But, see, he was blown away by all that, Joe, but I wasn't blown away by it. You weren't blown away by it. If you're an Eagles fan and watched last year and this year, I can't believe you were blown away by it. If anything, you were like, we're going to win this game as we go down the field.
Yep.
So I understand he's an outsider parachuting in, and it was amazing from that perspective. But I think if you've watched the Eagles the last 2 years, you're like, they're absolutely going to win this game.
Yeah. No doubt in my mind. I thought they were going to win the game. At least take the lead. Now, you give Drew Brees some time. You never know what's going to happen.
Of course.
But, again, I think like he did in the first game against the Saints, his first playoff game, I think he would have left the field with the lead if Alshon Jeffrey catches that ball and they continue that drive. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, if I could say one other thing about what Colin Cowherd said. He said you should give all the coaches a raise. I'm not giving Jim Schwartz a raise.
Oh,
Jim
that's
Schwartz,
right. Yeah,
Jim Schwartz lost. He lost the Bears game when Tariq Cohen ran back that kickoff, and first down he didn't blitz. They got a good coverage deflection, and second down he didn't blitz. They completed a 25-yard pass. I mean, Trubisky throughout the game, he looked like Tom Brady at times. Even Charles Davis doing the game, he was like, man, Trubisky has a lot of time. They should really blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he doesn't watch a lot of Eagles games. But then my point is, after that 25 completion, and they're in field goal range, albeit, you know, a 49-yarder.
Yep.
But they're in field goal range after that. That could be run the ball three times and kick a 42-yarder. But the next play, they brought seven, and they threw a pass to Robinson on the right for like 7 yards. And Maddox was 5 yards off of Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bringing seven, get up on the guy. And then the next pass, you'll recall, he threw it over the middle, 4 yards over the guy's head in the end zone. And then they kicked the field goal that obviously they didn't make. But had he thrown the one over the receiver's head, it was a backup guy. It wasn't even Robinson or someone good. When he threw it over his head, it was Anthony Miller, high on your list of Bears receivers. But if he didn't throw it over his head, it might have been picked off.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of bringing seven. He brought seven on that play, too. But it was only when the game was virtually lost that he finally blitzed and brought not five, not six, but seven. I went back and watched it again today, shaking my head. So, to me, he lost the Bears game. And I'm not going to say he lost the Saints games, but I'll say it again. If you watch, look what Belichick did to Phillip Rivers. I think they blitzed on 70% of the plays. Now, I know their secondary is better, but the whole point of blitzing, you blitz a lot if you have a weak secondary as well. Why? Because you make the guy get the ball out of his hands immediately or get sacked.
Yep.
So I'm giving Nick Foles a raise before I'm giving Jim Schwartz a raise. That's all I'll say about Jim Schwartz anymore. Although, on a separate note, how about LeGarrette Blount next year? Because he didn't play a whole lot this year.
No, he didn't.
And I think he's a free agent.
Yeah, I think he only signed a 1-year deal for $4 million.
So I'll never give up on him.
No, I know. We're big fans of LeGarrette Blount. If you haven't noticed, Steve Callis on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve, before I let you go, I got to get your picks, man. Championship weekend without the Eagles, but still some great matchups. All the ones and the twos facing off with each other. You had a tremendous week 2 weeks ago, 4-0. What do you got this week?
Yeah, and 2-2 last week, although I liked both the winners. I thought Indy would keep it close. They played like a dome team in a snowstorm. You know, yeah. I thought those games would be close, and I guess Dallas missed covering by a point, but that's irrelevant. So 4-0 2 weeks ago, 2-2. Although I did like those winners, I just thought the games would be closer. This week I'm taking the underdogs, probably not the smartest thing in like conference championship games, but you saw a different Patriots team last week. They did beat them, albeit in Foxborough. Mahomes did make some mistakes. They're making him out to be the greatest thing ever, and he is great. Don't get me wrong. But he's been prone against the Chargers as well. He's been prone in some big games to turn the ball over. Somehow, just after seeing what they did to Phillip Rivers, and they can't do that to Mahomes because he's too mobile, but somehow, some way, they're going to find a way. And I think the key to that game is the Patriots running game. I think they're going to run all over the Chiefs, and it's going to be one of those, let's try and keep the ball for 40 minutes. Although I should point out, as my son told me, you know, Mahomes scored 40 points in like 22 minutes.
Yeah, in the
23
first time.
Minutes. But I still think somehow it's the Patriots. I think the cold is going to be a factor because if the wind chill is what they say, even though it's getting warmer, the wind chill, and they're playing at night, don't forget.
Yeah.
The wind chill is going to be 12, 10, single digit as the game goes along. I think the Patriots are the most mentally tough team in forever, certainly in the NFL now, and have been for the last 15 years. That's just what they are. So I like them. I'll take the three, but I think they're going to win. And I'm also going to take the Rams. I was not impressed with the Saints. I don't know if the Eagles made them look bad. I was not impressed with them. You know, they just haven't been that good. They lost that lineman in the middle who's really good on defense. I think it's the same analysis. If the Patriots can run on the Chiefs and the Rams, look what they did to Dallas's really good defense against the run. I understand these are visitors and it's tough to pick and it's in the dome and they never lose there. But I think if the Rams can run, and I think the Rams can run on New Orleans, I think that's the key to both games, even though one's going to be played in, you know, 8-degree wind chill and the other one's going to be played in a dome. I think those two running games, if those other teams, if New Orleans and Kansas City stops the running games of their opponents, I think they're going to win. But I think both the Patriots and the Rams are going to be able to run on their opponents, and I think they're both going to win outright. You know, the Rams, you told me it was 3.5. Maybe it's 3 now. Whatever it is, I'll take the points, but I think they're both the underdogs are going to win.
I love it, man. That's gutsy picks, man. Gutsy picks, taking the road teams with the points, but I think all teams are so evenly matched. It's going to be an interesting weekend, so we shall see. Steven, great job as usual. We appreciate you coming on, man. Enjoy the games, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks, our podcast each week. I got to take a break. We'll come back and talk about some things that Steve talked about. We can also talk Sixers tonight, folks, if you want to talk about it. They began a brutal 12-game stretch last night with a big win over the Indiana Pacers. But we'll talk about that on the other side as well. Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. Stick around.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Sixers Station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I like Kansas City and New Orleans this weekend. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Jason and just download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Jason and make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit up to $500. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and start winning today. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save big at TurnersvilleJeep.com with 0% financing for up to 72 months during Owner Appreciation Month, or savings up to 30% off MSRP on select Jeeps and Ram trucks. Choose from over 1,000 vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram truck. Stop in and meet Ron Fina and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shopping for a new vehicle has never been easier. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
0% financing based on approved credit, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any offer. Offer ends January 31st, 2019.
Tradition is a big deal in Philly, and today is the beginning of a new tradition, a better tradition, a day to come together for an epic party with strippers, tons of strippers, so many strippers that it could only be called Stripperpalooza! Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is proud to present Stripperpalooza, the official after-party of Super Bowl weekend with Mark and Trey of 97.5 The Fanatic. Delilah's opens at 9 a.m. Friday, February 1st, with a complimentary buffet, pig roast, drink specials, over 100 of the world's most beautiful showgirls, and Trey Thomas, your host for the festivities. But it doesn't stop there. See who will be taking home the belt during Delilah's Champagne Wrestling, refereed by Short Sleeve Samson. Admission to the after-party is complimentary for all attendees with a wristband. Delilah's Stripperpalooza! Friday, February 1st at 9 a.m. is brought to you by Coors Light and Jameson. Reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
It's coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm going to just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with the purple today. Get a $100 store credit with the purchase of a mattress. Just text NIGHT to 797979 to get your $100 store credit. The only way to get this exclusive offer is to text NIGHT to 797979. That's N-I-G-H-T to 797979.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring.
You think I'm back at it? Guess what, Jackman? I've never been gold.
When legendary eight-time champion Manny Pacquiao.
I got the belt. I am the champion. Let's get on.
Meets four-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner.
I'm going to be victorious.
Two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight.
These two courageous warriors putting it all on the line. And the crowd loving every second of it.
Pacquiao versus Broner. Saturday at 9 Eastern. Live on pay-per-view.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Sports Talk for Germantown, Mount Airy, and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
And we're back. Joe Stasiak and Tyler Zuli getting it done for you tonight, taking care of all your Eagles needs. Sixers, if you want to talk about them as well. Big game tomorrow with the Thunder at the Wells Fargo Center, 3:30 tip. I'll be along with some post-game with D. Lineham till 10 o'clock. I'm on 5 to 8 on Sunday during championship weekend. Oy. I love being here, but championship
weekend. That's a big-time stub, bro.
Yeah, it's a big-time stub, bro. What's up? What is up? That's crazy. March 9th will be my six-year anniversary here. Aside from Mike Missanelli, I'm the longest tenured host here. And they got me working championship weekend. That's no respect. None.
All right.
Thank you, coach. 610-632-0975. A couple of phone lines right now. Talking about the season that was. Was it a success? I I'm all about winning championships and ending the season with a victory, but I tend to think it was a success. I really do. I feel gratification at how the season ended, even though it was a tough loss to the Saints. Considering where they were, I think it was a successful season. Now, again, big picture, if you look at it from what the expectations were before the season, I'd say, no, they fell short. But considering where they were and how bad they played, Carson Wentz, the franchise quarterback, was 5-6. Then, of course, they get a replay of last year, deja vu all over again. Nick Foles comes in, takes care of business, wins four games in a row, including a win at the Rams, home against the Texans, dominant win over the Redskins, a win on the road in the playoffs against the top defense in the league. Just legendary stuff. And they hung with the Saints. You should have knocked them out. Unfortunately, that's the way football goes sometimes. But I consider it a successful season. I feel gratification. I'm proud of what they accomplished this year. Considering all the injuries, again, decimated, including their starting quarterback, second year in a row. And boy, is there pressure on him. There is a ton of pressure on Carson Wentz, playing in the shadows, the ghost of Nick Foles. Now, Steve Callis was on a previous segment. If Carson Wentz gets to the playoffs next year and doesn't win, he's going to get killed. And the Eagles are going to get killed for not keeping Nick Foles. He's just going to get blasted. Is it fair? I don't know. But Nick Foles has the clutch gene. I talk about it all the time. We don't know if Carson Wentz does. He hasn't had necessarily that many opportunities. So it remains to be seen, but Nick Foles has the clutch gene. He's money when it counts. Absolute money when it counts. So going forward, it's going to be Carson Wentz, as Doug Peterson, in no uncertain terms, made it clear this week. And again, I mentioned it earlier, Nick Foles doesn't want to be here. I mean, he wants to be here, but he can't be here because he's not going to be given the opportunity to compete for the starting job. And he's not going to be given the starting job. So what do you do with Nick Foles? You know, he's not going to be happy if you franchise him, but in my opinion, you have to do that. You got to get something for Nick Foles. Can't let him walk. It's an opportunity. Now, you run the risk if no one takes him and then you don't get a good offer for him, then you're stuck with him. And you have to pay Carson Wentz after next season. So you run a risk. But yeah, I think they're going to slap the franchise tag on him. And he'll get paid around $25 million.
So who do you cut or let go?
What do you mean?
Because that money's coming from some other player and some group of players, probably, in terms of what you want to do with your free agents moving forward into the season. So I would assume you're waving Brandon Graham goodbye.
I think Brandon Graham is expected to make about $15 million. That's too much. So say goodbye.
So that's 15 of your 25. Where does the other 10 come from?
You know, that's a good question. I'm looking at these free agents. Golden Tate, he's unrestricted. I don't know if they'll bring him back. I don't know if they're going to bring Jordan Hicks back. He's an unrestricted free agent. Ron Darby, I don't know how much they like him. You know,
Hicks is worrisome, though. And I know he's injury prone, but their linebacking depth and talent is so minimal.
I'd bring him back.
I would, too.
I like him.
It's got to be one of those one-year team-friendly deals.
Absolutely.
But absolutely bring him back.
I'd bring him back. He's a playmaker. Unfortunately, you're right, can't stay on the field. He's a guy who's just injury-prone. He gets hurt getting out of a pool in Greece. I mean, the guy just can't seem to get out of his own way, unfortunately. But you're right.
I think a lot of people, too, totally forget that they signed Paul Warlow to do that last season, and he never made it out of camp.
Nope. You're absolutely right. He's actually an unrestricted free agent. Corey Graham is unrestricted. Chance Wormack played 7 snaps this year. Oof. Jordan Matthews, Darren Sproles, Mike Wallace. You can get him on the cheap. You can get Mike Wallace on the cheap. He got paid $3 million this year, didn't make a catch. Lodi Nata, probably say goodbye to him. He's 35 years old. I don't know what they do with Ron Darby. I don't know how much they like Ron Darby. But you're right, they have to trim some fat. And again, I think it's a shame. I know they have to replenish the defensive end position because I think Brandon Graham, although he loves it here, this is his I think he's been here 9 years. This is his opportunity to test the free agent market and get some cash. Only 4 sacks this year versus 9.5 the previous year. He was down this year. Not a great way to go into free agency. But he's slotted to make, SportTrack has him slotted to make about 15 per year. They have Golden Tate slotted to make about 10 per year. I think that's too much for his contributions this year. I don't think they're going to bring him back. So you get a compensatory pick. They gave up a 3rd rounder for him. It was worth a try. 610-632-0975. Jimmy in Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Yo, cuz, how you been?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm not feeling great about the Eagles' loss, but I kind of expected it.
It stings.
They played well, though.
I agree.
Jim Schwartz defenders. I want to say one thing about Jim Schwartz. He is a completely average defensive coordinator. I can't believe people pump him up to be anything more than he is. And this will prove it. He will not. He might be interviewed. He will not get a head coaching job. I sincerely doubt he'll be interviewed.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get a head coaching job. I mean, that experiment already happened, and I agree. He's so frustrating.
Yeah.
He's extremely frustrating the way he plays that defense.
You got to at least mix it up, don't you, brother? That's what I always say about him. You gotta keep the offense guessing. You can't be so predictable.
So predictable.
Bro, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree. And they play that soft cover three and they get eaten up down the field.
You're old enough to remember. You remember the guy we had, Marion Campbell.
Of course. Swamp Fox.
Yeah, he pretty much invented freaking soft coverage, right?
Yes.
But they were great at it because they had great freaking cover guys.
Yeah, they did.
We don't have great cover guys, so how do you do that then? Why would you drop seven if you don't have a good seven? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either, Jimmy. I appreciate the call, man. I just don't get Jim Schwartz. Now, as a whole, team gave up only 20 points. So at the end of the day, it looks not bad, but they had an opportunity to hold them to fewer than 20 points. Can't give Drew Brees time. How idiotic is that philosophy? Being that predictable. It's ridiculous. You know, I agree with, you know, Steve Callis was on. He mentioned Colin Cowherd, you know, basically saying that all the coaches should get a raise considering what they did this year, except for Jim Schwartz. I agree with that. And by the way, he is coming back. Doug Peterson said all three coordinators, special teams, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, will all be back. Donald in Lansdowne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Hey, remember last time we talked?
Tell me about it.
I told you that I want to get rid of the offensive line coach. We only got rid of the assistant.
Okay, why is that?
Well, I was looking at the college coach from Memphis. The two running backs, they had over 1,000 yards and over 10 touchdowns. I figure that their offensive line coach must know what he's doing as far as the scheme blocking up front. Maybe they should look at him.
What's the problem with the way they were coached this year?
They just fired the assistant offensive line coach.
Okay.
Why don't you bring somebody in that can maybe bring in a better run blocking scheme for the running backs and maybe draft a couple of running backs this year?
I think Jeff Stoutland did a good job. I mean, they might have gotten rid of the assistant, but Jeff Stoutland, I think, did a good job with the offensive line, especially down the stretch. So I don't get your issue with Jeff Stoutland.
Maybe bring somebody in that can help him out. I mean, he had an assistant that got fired under him.
Well, you know, and I appreciate the call, Donald.
I mean, we always have to run the ball. I mean, we ran the ball three times against the Saints in the second half. I mean, it's obvious we need to run the ball and win. That helps out the quarterback, whoever is back there. That takes pressure off of Wentz. It took pressure off of Foles.
Do you think they want to run the ball better by running it more? Against that Saints defense and the four-string quarterback, four-string running back. What's that?
I'm just saying, the run sets up the pass. It's obvious that they need to go in this year's draft and draft two running backs. I mean, if you keep your kicker, your long snapper, they're free agents. You keep them, keep Brandon Graham, and you go ahead and you just go ahead and get rid of everybody else. That frees up a lot of money for Carson Wentz and Brandon Graham.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate the call, Donald. Yeah, not going to happen. Brandon Graham's probably going to want too much money unless he gives, you know, a hometown discount. But this is his opportunity. He's a free agent. He can test the market. He's a damn good defensive end, although his numbers were down this year. But he was coming off that injury. But again, I don't get what's wrong with Jeff Stoutland. Their offensive line was fine this year, especially when they got healthy. They played well down the stretch. Listen, they weren't running the ball, you know, against the Saints. I don't care how many times you would have given them the ball. They weren't going to run the ball. Saints have the number two rush defense in the league, and you're running Darren Sproles and Wendell Smallwood. Just because you want to run the ball more doesn't mean you're going to be more effective. They couldn't run against that defensive line. What, they have 42 yards? 49 against the Bears. Again, only the fourth team in NFL history to run for under 50 yards in back-to-back playoff games. That's hideous. And down to their four-string running back, basically. And Darren Sproles is an every-down back. Again, they sat their leading rusher this year, Josh Adams. Incredible. I think he took one or two snaps in the postseason. You know, again, talk about lack of trust. I don't get that at all. He's your leading rusher this year, and you sit him in the postseason. What don't you trust? Because he fumbled against the Texans and let them back in the ballgame? I mean, is that it? Again, I don't like rookies much. He led the team in rushing, and you give him two snaps in the postseason. Didn't get that at all. But again, you know, I went over some of the free agents. Brandon Graham slotted to make $15 million. You don't think he's going to take that and go somewhere else? Golden Tate slotted to make $10 million per. For a guy who didn't do much when he was here, I doubt that's going to happen. Don't know what's going to happen with Jordan Hicks. I think they like him, but he can't stay on the field. Jay Ajayi is coming off an ACL. Bum knees. Bad back. Only 25, too. If he was healthy, I'd say absolutely sign him again. But he's coming off a major knee injury. Ron Darby, when he played, was somewhat of a disappointment this year. His tackling was horrendous. Lodi Nada, 35 years old, probably won't be back. Mike Wallace is going to be interesting to see what they do with him. He's the only guy they have that can stretch the defense with his speed. He was supposed to be an upgrade for Torrey Smith, got hurt, played, I think, in two games this year, no catches. So we don't know what he is. He's, I think, 33 years old. Jordan Matthews is a free agent. Darren Sproles might retire. I mean, there's going to be an overhaul this offseason, I believe. You're going to see a lot of new faces. And to me, that's why the window was this year. Coming back, 19 of 22 starters, Super Bowl champions. Boy, they were a disappointment for most of the year, unfortunately. They play just a little better. They don't give up that 14-point lead to Tennessee or the 17-point lead to Carolina. You know, I don't think they would have gotten one of the byes. They wouldn't have been 13-3 or 12-4. Might have been a little higher in the seedings. Maybe land a home playoff game, although it didn't matter. They won their road game. 610-632-0975. Couple open phone lines right now. Got to take another break. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here till midnight tonight. Stick around, folks.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join the Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st for Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philly. Then Uber or Lyft over to Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse for the official Super Hole After Party. Yes! Trey Thomas keeps the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Hole Weekend. Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Hole at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official after party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera, and I approve these pre-owned prices.
Everybody's bitching, but business, it's boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. So nice, I'll say it twice. Business is boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. More for your money, honey. Baby Bentley, luxurious Chrysler 300, $16,990, a kaboom bargain. Elegant 300, $16,990, and I'm just getting started. You're on the AC Expressway, and the kids, they pop down a Disney DVD in your gorgeous town and country. Mom, minivan for $12,990. 12990. You want more for your hard-earned buck, Chuck? Stay with me. Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the Barbera way. Boom. $12,990 each is all you pay at Barbera's on the Boulevard. Boom. PT Cruiser Caliber, $10,990 each. And that's why Barbera's business is booming. Get your butt to Barbera's at Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera the best with the biggest selection and lowest prices? Boom! Boy, I guess.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret on Saturday, January 19th and Saturday, January 26th. Two great fight nights you won't want to miss. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Have you ditched your New Year's resolution yet? Don't worry, we have a resolution you can stick to. Saving money. It's Sizzling Saturday at Sprint by Arch Telecom at 5602 Concord Pike in Wilmington. What better way to spend a Saturday than to get the best price on unlimited plans for the whole family? Sizzling Saturday means no activation fees on new lines. Saving money. Now that's something to cheer about. When you switch to Sprint, you get the hottest new phones and devices and pay absolutely no activation fees on new lines. So stop beating yourself up over another failed resolution and treat yourself instead to a new phone on the network that brings you the best deals for the whole family. This Saturday, meet the Fanatics' own and former Pro Bowler Trey Thomas. Trey will be hanging out from noon to 2 with your chance to score a pair of tickets into the first annual Super Bowl tournament Friday, February 1st at the Met in Philadelphia. Mark your calendars and make a resolution to get to Sprint by Arch Telecom this Saturday to meet the Trey Thomas, 5602 Concord Pike in Wilmington. Don't wait. No activation fees is for this Sizzling Saturday only. Offers and coverage not everywhere. Subject to credit approval compared to similar national carrier. Unlimited HD plans. Features different. Wave activation fee. Offer valid only Saturday, January 19, 2019. Speed maximum. Use rules and restrictions apply.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own them now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 7171. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7171.
Rich Eisen here. The big game always brings out the best, and the 2019 Honda Civic Sedan is our go-to all-pro. With a new sport trim featuring 18-inch alloy wheels, center outlet exhaust, and gloss black deck lid spoiler, this stylish sedan brings its A-game every day. Combine that with the available turbocharged engine and paddle shifters, and you'll be doing end-zone dances in your driveway. And thanks to the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver assistive features, you'll drive like a champion too. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal on the game-ready Civic.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harry's Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harry's Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrisPhilly.com.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we are back. We have about 27 minutes of commercial-free talk radio talking Eagles tonight. Not many calls on the Sixers, but you're welcome to talk some Sixers. They're starting to click a little bit. It's been a little bit of a difficult road since Jimmy Butler's been here, trying to figure out how to play together. It's starting to click, though. Big win over the Pacers last night. Third win in a row. Beginning of a real tough stretch. Real tough stretch for the Sixers. But we're talking some Eagles, my favorite subject. Disappointing that they're not playing in the title game this weekend. Especially at L.A., where they seem to own the Rams. It's disappointing. But I think the year was a success, considering where they came from. What do you think? I want to know what you think of the season that was. It's a crazy season. For the most part, it was a bad football team. Then they snapped to it. I mean, give Carson Wentz some credit in the Giants game down 19-3. Brought him back in that game. But they were dead. Team was dead after that Dallas loss. Nick Foles comes in, the hero, wearing the cape. Getting it done, as he does. The legend continues to grow. Imagine if he goes to like Jacksonville or Miami and turns them into a winning club, makes a run at the postseason. Carson Wentz doesn't quite get it done here. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz. We're going to find out if he has the clutch gene, if he can overcome it. He even mentioned it. Yeah, there's pressure. Pressure on me. Because of what Nick Foles has done, he's got to be psyched that Nick Foles is heading out for greener pastures. He's got to be psyched. And you don't keep both of them around. It'd be nice to have that insurance policy because Carson Wentz is hurt often. But he doesn't want to be here anymore. If he's not the starter, he wants to go somewhere and lead men. He had this soundbite this week. Ty, do we have that soundbite that Nick Foles talked about his future?
Like I said, I would love to lead a team. You know, the starter thing, like leading a team, impacting a locker room, that's something that, you know, that's why we play the game, to impact people, to create an atmosphere. And you can't just do it as a quarterback, though. It's not one person. That's the thing that if this team's shown, it takes a team. It's not just a quarterback. This team on all facets leans on one another, defense, offense, special teams, coaches, and, you know, ultimately that's what creates a winning atmosphere.
Certainly does. Nick Foles certainly creates a winning atmosphere. His teammates, one of his teammates has a shrine of him in his locker. What do you think Carson Wentz thinks of that? The worship for Nick Foles. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, Stan and Brumall wants to talk some Sixers. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Stan, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
So real quick, yeah, I just wanted to touch on the Sixers. I was kind of getting annoyed lately, and most of it from last night, you know, and Charles Barkley calls in and talked to Mikey Miss earlier today and was like, yeah, the Sixers are dumb for playing Embiid. And anybody and people who are agreeing with that, the reason why I say that is because last night was a big game. No matter what anybody wants to talk about and the stretch run, and we already know about the stretch run that they have going on the next 12 games, you needed to win that game, and you needed to win the game the way you did. Because if you lose that game, think about what the narrative is. You lose that game. You know what we're talking about today? Ben Simmons only had 11 points.
Yep.
Ben Simmons had 6 turnovers. You're not talking about Jimmy Butler having an efficient 27 points where he looked aggressive. You know what you're going to be talking about? Oh, well, is he really fitting in? When you win, a lot of those questions get pushed under the rug. And you can't afford to lose to a team and lose the overall season series if you need that matchup down the line for home court advantage. This is a team that was ahead of you. You were fourth. They were third. Now, I might tell you that I think the Sixers are better than the Indiana Pacers, but guess what? They came into our building, and they beat us last time, and I think Embiid or Jimmy didn't play. One of them didn't play, and that can't happen. After set the tone, you have to understand that these type of games, they're going to be big games in February, just like they're going to be bigger games in March. And it's just like, this is a stretch run. You needed to win this game. You need to win Saturday, tomorrow as well. And I know Embiid might be questionable for that, especially going up against Steven Adams. But just the fact that people don't understand, you lose that game. If the Sixers go on a losing streak, what are we talking about? We're not going to tell him he's back. We're going to be talking about the fit. And is Brett Brown doing this right? And, you know, you're not talking about Wilson Chandler looking better the last couple of games. That's not what you're talking about. So it gets me upset when people just ignore these things. Because it's like, yeah, would I like Embiid not to play? Yes, but at the same time, you kind of need him to do that because you need these wins right now. You need to rack these up. So that way you can get yourself in prime position, keep Boston behind you, and then we go from there.
Yeah, you know, Stan, I appreciate the call. Great stuff on the Sixers. Great stuff on the Sixers. Yeah, Embiid, another double-double last night, 22 points, 13 boards, 38th double-double of the year, tops in the league, knocked down a couple big threes as well. Big win last night for the Sixers. Big game tomorrow against the Thunder. Sixers fourth in the Eastern Conference, 3.5 games behind the Bucks, who've overtaken the Raptors right now. Bucks 32-12, Raptors 34-13, Pacers 29-15, Sixers 30-16, Celtics 26-18. That team really needs to get it together. What the hell is wrong with the Celtics? Started off great. Kyrie and Gordon Hayward going at it after the game the other day. That team needs to get their act together. But the Sixers have a couple-game lead over the Celtics right now. It would be nice to keep them where they are. However, 4-5, if the playoffs were started today, they'd play the Seas. I don't know if that's a good thing for the Sixers. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, just in case you were wondering. But they're starting to play well. 38 assists last night on 46 shots. 46 buckets. That's good stuff. But yeah, Ben Simmons, 2 shots last night in the first half. He's got to be more aggressive, in my opinion. He needs to average 18 to 20 a night, and he doesn't. He needs to think about scoring first, creating plays later. Second, just 2 shots in the first half, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists last night.
Does that mantra change if they continue to win?
Does it change?
Yeah, you say he needs to be more aggressive, which I agree with. But if they were to go on and win a couple playoff series, and he doesn't shoot all that well or doesn't shoot at all, but has 12, 15 assists a night.
That's going to be fine.
So it's predicated on winning.
Yes.
I agree.
That's exactly right.
There's no issues if they win a championship and he doesn't shoot a shot once.
That is correct. But I think they're going to need him to be aggressive. And if they're going to win anything, I think they need him to score more. Do you?
Yes. No, the winning and him scoring are, I think, hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
They do go tandem together. But for some reason, if that doesn't happen, that doesn't come to fruition, and Jimmy Butler scoring a ton and Joel Embiid scoring a ton, J.J. Redick just, you know, catches fire for 3 weeks, and they win, they go to the finals, they win the finals, whatever, I don't think we're nearly as concerned as we would be as if they lose in the first round to Boston in a 4-5 matchup.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree, man. It's Tyler Zuli, by the way. On 9 o'clock tomorrow till 10, and then he's on This Week in Pro Football with Pat Callahan. Good stuff tomorrow. Can we get a preview of what we're talking about tomorrow, bro?
Well, I actually, I kind of want to take a bit of what Colin Cowherd said, and you kind of put me onto this soundbite, so I appreciate that.
Got
so
it.
A plug for you. He talked about how that the Eagles have an A in so many categories. Front office, GM, head coach. I agree with a lot of it. Couple of things I want to disagree with. There are a couple of names that I want to throw out there to kind of refute that not everything is perfect. And there's a reason why they didn't go to the Super Bowl this year. So while I have a lot to be thankful for the Eagles, I think we all do. And I agree with you. I think they are the NFC East premier team for a long time. It's not all perfect. That's what I kind of want to get into tomorrow.
All right. I'm going to be listening. I hope you are too. You can contact Tyler Zuli from 9 to 10 tomorrow, and then this week in pro football. Joe Torti's off. That's why I'm here. But, Tyler, I'm looking forward to it tomorrow, man. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the games this weekend because we have some good ones. All the number ones and number twos advanced, and they're playing each other. I like both home teams. Again, call me stupid, but I'm betting against the Patriots for the second week in a row, and I never bet against the Patriots, like ever. But I think it's the Chiefs year. They're getting the breaks. The miracle in Miami happened, or this game will be played in Foxborough. Patriots score 33 points a game in Foxborough this year, 8-0. They score 21 points on the road, 3-5 this year. Big difference, home versus away. I know they have Brady. Love him to death. Respect him. But I think the Chiefs have more weapons to make plays. Brady, though, 13-2 in cold weather. He's tough. I think the Patriots have the advantage there. 13-2 in the cold. Two winningest active coaches going at each other. They went against each other in 2004 in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 39. We know what happened. Going at it again tomorrow. And are you rooting for Andy Reid? I'm torn. I'm just torn. I've said for many years he's never going to win a Super Bowl. I'm not big on Schadenfreude. I don't, you know, relish his failures. I thought he was a bonehead here, despite five championship games. I know it's weird, and he's the... I don't call him the winningest coach in franchise history. He's the non-losingest coach, in my opinion. Maybe he deserves more credit. Does a nice job building teams. 2-14 with the Chiefs when he took over. But he has a history of blowing big leads in the playoffs. 43-40 was the score earlier in the year. Patriots knocked off the Chiefs in Foxborough. Going to be an interesting game. I just like the weapons that Kansas City has. Now, listen, Patrick Mahomes, basically a rookie versus the all-time greatest quarterback. I just don't think the Patriots have the weapons. They're going to run the ball. Sony Michel had a big game last week. James White, 15 catches. Ridiculous. They're going to try to run the football. Chiefs are vulnerable defensively, although they did play well against the Colts. They are vulnerable defensively. But they do have a quarterback who threw for 50 touchdowns this year. One of three quarterbacks in the history of the game to throw for 50 touchdowns. The other one is on the other side of the field. Tom Brady, and then there's Peyton Manning. Some good company Patrick Mahomes is keeping these days. I think he's great. I don't know. He came up small in big games this year. Came up just a buck short. Lost to the Rams, lost to the Patriots, lost to the Chargers. Lots of turnovers in those games. 10 turnovers all told. 10 turnovers all told in those games. So he's yet to win a huge game. But I like them tomorrow. They're home. I think it's their year. I think they get to the Super Bowl. Their defense held the Colts to 13 points and zero third down conversions last week. They have speed. They have Travis Kelce. They have Tyreek Hill. my opinion, he's a top five receiver. I heard Tyler Zuli talking about it earlier with Devon Givens. I think he's a top five receiver in the league. And he's short. Doesn't drop balls. One of the fastest guys in the league. Love watching him play. He's a playmaker. He is a playmaker. Of course, they have Travis Kelce, had over 100 catches this year. The dominant tight end. Spencer Ware and Damian Williams have done a nice job filling in for Kareem Hunt. They haven't lost a beat. Their numbers are better, actually, since Kareem Hunt got released a couple months ago. They can score points. But I think the Pats are going to score points as well. But I do like the Chiefs to win the game. Patriots, not so good on the road in the playoffs. They have more Super Bowl championships than they do road playoff wins with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. More Super Bowl victories than playoff wins on the road in the playoffs. They don't play great away from Foxborough, 3-5 this year. And that's the only reason that they're not home this weekend is because Rob Gronkowski's not a very good safety. They lost that game because Gronk couldn't chase the, I forget who scored the touchdown for the Dolphins. Couldn't chase him down. Not a good safety. Bad job by Belichick in that game, putting Gronk out there.
Was that Kenyon Drake?
It might have been Kenyon Drake.
I'll take a look.
Yeah, please take a look. I'm not sure. I don't think it was Kenyon Drake, actually. But I might be wrong. The miracle in Miami prevented the Patriots, and I'd pick the Patriots if they were home. They're money at home. 8-0 this year. Finished 11-5. All right, not one of the greatest years. Not one of the greatest teams, but they're in the championship game again. Incredible what they've done. But here's the deal. They've lost the last three championship games on the road. And the delta in terms of points scored is 12. You know, that's incredible. Gronk's been ordinary. They don't have Josh Gordon. And the Pats have all the speed. Damian Williams, Spencer Ware. It was Kenyon Drake? Good call by you, bro.
Yeah, he caught the double lateral. I think Kenny still started with the football.
Okay.
It went to Devontae Parker, and Parker pitched it back to Kenyon Drake.
How about that? He went down the sideline. That was unbelievable.
Beat out slow foot Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski.
I get when you put a receiver back there. Like, remember when they used to do it with Randy Moss?
Yes.
It made sense.
Yes.
He's the best athlete on the field. Gronk's too slow.
And they couldn't, a Hail Mary, they couldn't throw it 70 yards.
Not with Tannehill at quarterback.
Not with Tannehill at quarterback. That's unbelievable that that happened. That's what I mean. I think it's a Chiefs year. Things like that. Things like that happened for the Eagles last year. That one play, I believe, turned the championship game around. I think the Pats win if they're at home. But they're on the road. Tough place to play, Kansas City. Crowd's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculously cold. Although it keeps getting warmer every time I turn around and hear a forecast. It's supposed to be 9 below wind chill a couple days ago. This Arctic blast coming through. Now the high is going to be like 28. The low is going to be 21. It is a night game. It's going to be cold. Brady plays well in the cold, 13-2. In the other game, Saints and Rams. Did I mention I like the Chiefs laying the points? I like the Chiefs laying the points, laying the 3. In the other game, we have the Saints, who don't look like the Saints of a few weeks ago. Came out flat, only scored 20 points against a decimated secondary. They do have Michael Thomas. He has an 85% catch rate. 125 out of 147 balls thrown his way. That's ridiculous. You might see that out of running backs. They get the dump-off passes, the checkdowns. Wide receiver, 85% catch rate. Now, they lost Sheldon Rankins, one of their defensive tackles, against the Birds. They have a tremendous rush defense, 80.2 yards per game, second in the league behind the Bears. So that's going to be interesting to see that matchup with C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley. 273 rush yards versus Dallas last week. 238 for the two guys I just mentioned on 39 carries. C.J. Anderson's been here like for 9 minutes with the Rams. 66 carries, 422 yards, 3 touchdowns. What a pickup. Rams went all in. Rams went all in this year, trying to do it before they have to pay Jared Goff. They have Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Dante Fowler. All in. Can the Rams win at the Saints? I hope so. I'm rooting for the Rams. I'm rooting for the Rams to win the whole thing. I like Jared Goff. I like Aaron Donald. I love Sean McVay. It's almost the lesser of three other evils. Don't want to root for the Saints because they knocked off the Birds. I like what Brady does, and his greatness is unbelievable, but you know, I have a little bit of Patriots fatigue. And then you got bonehead Andy Reid with the Chiefs. So I like the Rams almost by default, but I like the Saints to win the game. I said on my podcast a couple weeks ago, I like the Chiefs and the Saints in the Super Bowl, so I'm going to stick with the Saints. I think they might wake up a little bit. Although Rams defense looked like they played a lot better against the Dallas Cowboys than they did for a lot of the season. They gave up, I think, 4 30-point games, 6 games over 25 points. They struggled this year. They better watch Michael Thomas. 12 catches for .173, .71 against the Birds. What was that? Anyone want to put a double team on Michael Thomas? Anyone have tape on him? Anyone see him play? Saints, 15 of the last 16 home games, regular season, 33 points per game. Breeze, 74% completion percentage this season. I think they wake up a little bit. I think they beat the Rams because they're home. Otherwise, I'm taking the Rams. I like what the Rams did last week. I don't like what the Saints did. Not a little bit. So I like the favorite. Steve Callis was on a little while ago. He likes the dogs. Gutsy call. Taking dogs in the championship game. Home team usually wins. You know, gutsy call. He's been great. Picked the winners last week. 2-2 against the line, but 4-0 the previous week. I was 2-2 last week. Was 3-1 the week before. I like both home teams laying the points. Dave in Coopersburg. Want to talk a little Sixers? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call in, talk about the Sixers a little bit. I know everyone kind of been down on them recently, but I'm actually thinking that this team looks like they're kind of gelling a little bit.
They look a lot better.
They do. You know, it kind of reminds me, we always think of big threes, right? The Miami Heat, the big three, when they first came together.
Yep.
Right? That team in the beginning of the year, they didn't have a great start. If you look at their record, you know, they were, I think, almost 500 maybe to start the year off, you know, and think about how long Butler's been there and healthy and able to play with them consistently. I think they're one or two pieces away from being a serious contender. And a team that I want to get on the radar for someone that they can pick some talent from are the Memphis Grizzlies.
Who do you want?
I like Jermichael Green. I know his name's been tossed around before. And I saw an interesting report, too, that Conley and Gasol both went and were talking to the GM. They lost, I think, 9 out of their last 10 games. So they're kind of on the downswing.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, it's tough with salaries for them. And I think Conley has a pretty big deal still left on the table here. But, you know, they're just an interesting team to watch for that, I think.
All right. We'll keep an eye on. David, thank you for the call, man. This thing on a Friday night, late. I love it. Thinks the Sixers are a move or two away from being a serious contender. See, I think they're starting to click. They're starting to look like a team in unison, in concert. 40 assists on 55 field goals when they beat the Timberwolves by 40, plus 40, the other night. 38 assists on 46 field goals against the Pacers. They're starting to work it. Butler had 27 points, 10 of 17 from the field, 8 assists, no turnovers. Embiid, with a bad back, you could see him wince several times during the game. 22 points, 13 boards, 8 assists, 3 blocks, a couple big three-pointers as well. With a bad back, 38th double-double of the year, leads the league. Ben Simmons, just 2 shots in the first half, a little disappointing. 11 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He did hold Victor Oladipo to 15 points, so his defense was there. Trade deadline February 7th. We'll see what Elton Brand has up his sleeve. They can make another move or two. They do have a big three. You have to have at least a big three these days. Be nice to have a big four like Golden State, but that's unlikely.
They actually, by the way, may be on their way to a big five because DeMarcus Cousins made his return tonight.
Yes.
He's playing right now.
Is he?
Yes.
How's he doing?
I haven't watched the particulars. I saw him on the court
a
little bit earlier.
Coming back off that injury.
They started with, this was their starting lineup. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, DeMarcus Cousins.
Wow.
That is sickening.
That's unbelievable. What that team has done to assemble that team is just unbelievable. Last two games, they've been hot. They've struggled of recent, but they've been hot last couple games. Boys are seeming to gel, coming together, looking like they're starting to put forth an effort. You know, that's a team I think that can flip the switch. Maybe they're disinterested. I don't know. They certainly haven't been playing like the Warriors, but I think they flipped that switch and away they go. DeMarcus Cousins making his return tonight. That team is just unbelievably loaded. Unbelievably loaded. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazek here till midnight tonight. Talking a little Sixers basketball. Thunder tomorrow at home. Houston on Monday. Then they have the Spurs. Then they're on a West Coast swing at Denver, at the Lakers, at the Warriors, at the Kings. They return home to play the Raptors, Nuggets, Lakers, and Celtics. Last night, the first of a brutal 12-game stretch. Brutal. Did a nice job last night. 24-point victory. 42-point win over Minnesota the other night. You know, Jimmy Butler was happy about that. Knocking off his former team by 42 points. Sixers scoring 149 that night to 107. 149 points by the Sixers. Who would have thunk it? Bad job at Minnesota. Bad job at Minnesota. You know, Jimmy Butler was loving that big time. Got to take another break. Coming back, we'll finish up with the Eagles. Talk some Sixers if you want. Big game tomorrow versus the Thunder. Heard right here on 97.5 The Fanatic starting at 3:30. I'm on afterwards with D-Line. We'll talk about the Sixers, maybe a little Eagles. I'm on again Sunday 5 to 8. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm here until midnight tonight. Stick around, folks.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Then plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save big at TurnersvilleJeep.com with 0% financing for up to 72 months during Owner Appreciation Month, or savings up to 30% off MSRP on select Jeeps and Ram trucks. Choose from over 1,000 vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram truck. Stop in and meet Ron Fina and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why their staff jersey Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shopping for a new vehicle has never been easier. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
0% financing based on approved credit, 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-cylinder manual transmission. MSRP $25,575. Selling price with 30% discount is $17,902 plus tax and tags. Cannot be combined with any offer. Offer ends January 31st, 2019.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Rich Eisen here. The big game always brings out the best, and the 2019 Honda Civic Sedan is our go-to all-pro. With a new sport trim featuring 18-inch alloy wheels, center outlet exhaust, and gloss black deck lid spoiler, this stylish sedan brings its A-game every day. Combine that with the available turbocharged engine and paddle shifters, and you'll be doing end zone dances in your driveway. And thanks to the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver assistive features, you'll drive like a champion too. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal on the game-ready Civic.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with your Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Well, nearby mountains have gone hard with the snow guns, and now we've got some natural snow on our hands for many mountains. A fine setup for a three-day holiday weekend. Spring Mountain, 4 runs, freezing until 9. Shawnee Mountain, 22 trails, 90% open. Blue Mountain, steeps and cruisers aplenty with 26 trails. Big Boulder night skiing till 10 with 14 runs. Jack Frost 100% open with Camelback at 31 trails and 18 tubing chutes. White Bank 62 trails from their summit.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
This is Natalie. The Birds have put the season to bed, but we are still talking football. Don't miss any of the postseason coverage on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by Bear Mattress. Recover from your day every night online at BEARmattress.com.
Sports talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, right, welcome back, folks. Joe Stazak here till midnight tonight. Appreciate everyone listening tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeStazak975. We're talking Eagles. We're talking a little Sixers as well. Big win for the Sixers last night. Coming off a big win over Minnesota the other night. We're also talking Eagles football. Put a little wrap on the season, although we'll probably be talking about it tomorrow. Still fresh. Loss still stings, but a successful season, in my opinion. And that's coming from a guy who usually just considers championships a successful season. I think what they did to turn around their season was amazing. And they're going to need some help in certain areas going forward. The positional needs for the Birds, in my opinion, and in no specific order, are as follows. They need help at the defensive end position. Brandon Graham is probably gone. Chris Long might retire. Michael Bennett's 33 years old. Derek Barnett's coming off an injury. Talked about the running back position. To me, that's the number one area of need. Couldn't run the ball at all in the postseason. 42 yards against the Bears, 49 against the Saints. Again, only the fourth team in NFL history to run for under 50 yards in back-to-back playoff games in the same season. That's not good. Last time I checked. Not good. Again, last five seasons, a different leading rusher for the team. So LeSean McCoy in 2014, DeMarco Murray in 2015, Ryan Matthews in 2016. A man, LeGarrette Blount in 2017, and of course Josh Adams in 2018. Leading rusher gets two snaps in the postseason. I'll never understand how they rotate the running backs. Never. Although it worked last year, of course they had LeGarrette Blount. Had LeGarrette Blount. Had 173 carries. More than Ajayi and Clement combined. See what he did in the Super Bowl? See how important he was? See how important it is to have a lead running back? Tevin Coleman's a free agent. Le'Veon Bell's out there. Mark Ingram's going to be out there. They could go that route, sign a free agent. Le'Veon Bell's going to command too much money, so count that out. Or they can go via the draft. Josh Jacobs, Damian Harris out of Alabama, maybe David Montgomery out of Iowa State. Benny Snell from Kentucky, Justice Hill from Oklahoma State, Elijah Holyfield from Georgia. There are some decent running backs out there. Where do you take them, though? Howie Roseman does not like taking running backs high in the draft. 9 picks so far next year. They have a 1, 2 twos, 2 fours, a 5, 3 sixes. A couple of those sixes are compensatory picks. But they still have them. They have 9 draft picks. That's what they do with the draft picks. Tyler, you had some numbers on their drafting of late, because we talk about it all the time. They do not draft necessarily well. What you got, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, is it good? Are they as good as people want to say they are?
No.
Is 8 for 29 in terms of what I deemed hits and misses 28%?
No.
I know you're not going to hit on all, but you've got to believe that you want to be up towards 40 or 50%.
Yeah, about 50.
And they're at about 28% over the last 4 years.
That's bad.
It's not good.
That's bad. Do you like the Joe Douglas, Howie Roseman connection?
I do, because of what it's done to yield a Super Bowl, what it's done to yield, I think, consistency over the team. But if they continue to draft poorly, I'm not so sure. Because here's the thing is, you talk about that 8 of 28. One of those was Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-brainer. They traded up for this pick. They're clearly taking the one of the two quarterbacks that are there. And had the Rams taken Wentz, they'd have taken Goff.
Yes, that's correct.
So I don't even know if I count that. I guess you have to, because then you look at some of the guys like, you know, that never made a roster. And you would say that they're bonehead misses.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to count Carson Wentz, but 8 of 28 is not great.
It's terrible. Good stuff by you coming up with those numbers. That's since 2015? Yeah? Okay. Those are terrible numbers. They have to draft a lot better. 9 picks this year. Again, they have a 1, 2 twos, 2 fours, a 5, a 6, and a couple compensatory sixes. They got to hit better than 8 of 28, kids. 28%, that's horrendous. And Tyler's right, Carson Wentz was a no-brainer. So after that, a lot of misses, a lot of swings, and a lot of misses in there. Got to do better than that. Offensive tackle, also a need. Brandon Brooks with the Achilles tear. Jason Peters is going to be 37 years old. Done a pretty good job when he was healthy, but in and out of the lineup all the time because of health reasons. You need help with defensive tackle. Jernigan's $13 million against the cap this year. Lodi Nada is a free agent. Trayvon Hester helps in the depth area, but they need some help at the defensive tackle position, just like the defensive end position. And wide receiver, what are they doing with Nelson Aguilar? Golden Tate, probably not going to sign here again. Mike Wallace is healthy, but he's up there in years. I don't know if he still has the speed. He looked like he did in the couple games he played, but didn't have a catch. So you need help at wide receiver. And, of course, running back, to me, is the biggest glaring need. Glaring. What they do in terms of free agency or drafting, I would like to see them draft the running back of the future. Now, it's a crapshoot, especially with the way they draft. They can go for the sure thing in Tevin Coleman or Le'Veon Bell, which isn't going to happen, or Mark Ingram. Although Mark Ingram's 29 years old, been in the league forever. Tevin Coleman, I like. They need someone like that. Doesn't even have to be a marquee guy. They need a very competent running back. Charles and Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
All right, what's up, buddy?
How are you, man?
Listen, this is what it ties into because it is about drafting, Joe. One of the reasons the Cowboys have slid ahead of us is because they have hit on their draft picks defensively.
Yes, they have.
You know, and the shocking thing is the one Cowboy defender who I've always respected, Sean Lee, he is out of a job.
Yeah.
That quickly.
How about that?
You know, it is so important. I mean, I'm tired of hearing about the Sidney Jones hype machine. Remember all the hype he came with?
Yeah.
Because Avante Maddox is better than Sidney Jones right now.
Yes, he is.
You know, and it's just so important to hit on your draft picks. I was listening to how you would like to retool the team. I want Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, you know, I'd love to have Le'Veon Bell.
You got Le'Veon Bell, Gurley, and Ezekiel Elliott, and everybody else. They're the top three, you know. I think he'd be worth it, you know, and that's the move I would go. And also, too, you know, everybody complains about Jim Schwartz, who doesn't want to blitz, and he wants to rush just four linemen. But if you want to do that, we have to have a pure pass rusher.
That's exactly right.
A pure pass rusher, a Hugh Douglas type. Just a pure pass rusher, and that's why Brandon Graham no longer fits on our team. He's not a good player. He's not a pure pass rusher.
No, he's not. You're totally right, Charles.
So I'm hoping we build correctly. And, you know, just looking back, you know, we just have to draft better. I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, we took a cornerback out of Utah State named Curtis Marsh. You know, good athlete.
Sure.
He stuck with us a couple years. Joe, on that little Utah State team, you know who the middle linebacker was? Bobby Wagner. You know, we just have to hit on these draft picks, and that will make a difference.
You couldn't have said it better, Charles, and they haven't hit on those draft picks. You know, it's one thing to have picks, but you got to nail them. I mean, in terms of trading Carson Wentz, that's never going to happen for a couple first-round picks. Doesn't mean anything. You still have to hit on those first-round picks.
Exactly. And I'm a little concerned about Derek Barnett. I'm like, okay, he's a smallish-type defensive end.
Yes, he is.
But he had shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, banging on big offensive tackles for 16 games, you know, that's what happened to Hugh Douglas. Once his shoulder went degeneratively, he was done. But I'm a little concerned about Barnett coming back.
I am too. You're absolutely right. I talked about the defensive ends. Brandon Graham's going to command about $15 million. They probably won't bring him back. Chris Long might retire. Michael Bennett's 33. Derek Barnett coming off that injury. They do need a pure pass rusher. You're absolutely right.
Exactly. Charles. Question, is DeMarcus Lawrence for the Cowboys a free agent? I believe he is.
Oh, that'd be nice to pick him up.
Exactly. We need a pure stud just like that to make, you know, if Jim Schwartz wants to rush four, got to have pass rushers, you know. We'll see what happens. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Hey, Charles, thank you, man. Good call. He's absolutely right. And DeMarcus Lawrence is a free agent. He'd be a stud to bring in here to help that defensive line. A stud.
But you don't have 15 for Brandon Graham. Do you have 18 for DeMarcus Lawrence? That's what he made last year. It was 18.
Yeah, see, I think he's a lot better than Brandon Graham.
I agree. I don't disagree with that. But if he made 18 this year, you got to think with the year he had, 20?
That's a lot of coin.
Would you give 20 to Von Miller? He's the only one.
Yes.
He might be the only one.
Yes.
I don't even know if I'd give 20 to J.J. Watt at this point.
Big difference. No, I wouldn't give it to J.J. Watt. He's on the downside. He hasn't done much. You know, he's always hurt, and he hasn't done much. That's a good point. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence might command $20 million a year. Ridiculous numbers. The only guy I give it to is Von Miller. You're right, Tyler. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stajek. He's Tyler Zuli. If you want to talk to me, you got to talk to him at 610-632-0975. Got to take another break. Coming back, final segment. Up next on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Joe Stajek on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend. An indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off, then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a two-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tradition is a big deal in Philly. And today is the beginning of a new tradition. A better tradition. A day to come together for an epic party. With strippers. Tons of strippers. So many strippers that it could only be called Stripperpalooza! Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is proud to present Stripperpalooza, the official after party of Super Hole Weekend with Mark and Trey of 97.5 The Fanatic. Delilah's opens at 9 a.m. Friday, February 1st, with a complimentary buffet, pig roast, drink specials, over 100 of the world's most beautiful showgirls, and Trey Thomas, your host for the festivities. But it doesn't stop there. See who will be taking home the belt during Delilah's Champagne Wrestling, refereed by Short Sleeve Samson. Admission to the after party is complimentary for all attendees with a wristband. Delilah's Stripperpalooza! Friday, February 1st at 9 a.m. is brought to you by Coors Light and Jameson. Reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
G, 48 monthly, 4900, due at sign, stock number 1080400, RAM, 8499 down, 10,000 miles, free tax and tax, addition, includes all rebates and incentives. Offers end 131-2019.
Jeeps, Jeep, that's the easy part. But you get so much more at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit is family-owned and operated and has been the Delaware Valley's preferred automotive destination for over 27 years and counting. This month at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, save up to $12,000 on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Buy with no money down and take advantage of the best financing regardless of your credit. At Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, rates start at 0% with terms up to 84 months. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited or redesign 2019 Ram 1500 for as low as $199 per month. Only at Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is minutes from all bridges in beautiful Sweetsboro, New Jersey. Plan your visit online at SpiritChryslerDodgeJeep.com. Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're selling excitement. Spirit.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You've heard me say that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And while that risk-free bet is amazing, it's just the beginning. FanDuel Sportsbook has a ton of other awesome promos happening all the time. You can find odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more on any given day. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to take your winnings early. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I like Kansas City and New Orleans this week. Weekend. Who are you taking? Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet when you use my promo code Natalie. Just download the app to bet from anywhere from New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and start winning. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Stasiak along with Tyler Zuli behind the glass doing a bang-up job. He's been here a while. He produced the Devon Givens Show. Great show tonight by Devo. Producing me tonight. He's on the air tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Listen to Tyler Zuli. He's got a lot to say. He's going to talk about the games that are going to be happening Sunday. Of course, I'll be here from 5 to 8 during championship weekend. Lovely. But I'm happy to be with you, taking your calls on the games as they happen. We're talking Eagles football. We're talking Sixers basketball. They play tomorrow against the Thunder, 3:30, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're also talking championship weekend. If you want to chime in and your thoughts on the games. I didn't mention it. Aqib Talib did not play against the Saints last time they played. They lost by 10, gave up 45 points. He's a difference maker. They got a lot of talent on that Rams team. They can put it together on Sunday. I'd love to see him leave New Orleans with a victory. Love to see it. Big Rams guy. Love Sean McVay. I like their roster. They have a hell of a roster. But they've struggled defensively this year. Aaron Donald, 20 and a half sacks this year. Defensive lineman. That's incredible. He's worth the money. He got all cashed up this year. Talk about being worth the money. 20 and a half sacks. Outstanding job. And of course, we're talking the Birds. started off talking Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Situation there. What the Eagles can do. I know they want to try to get something for him. They could sign him, trade him, or franchise him if they want to get something for him. They run the risk, though, of not getting anything for him, and they're stuck with Nick Foles. Not that that's a bad thing, but you can't have Nick Foles and Carson Wentz on the same roster. You just can't. One, the ghost of Nick Foles will continue to haunt Carson Wentz until you can't pay both of them. This year, I think Carson, what does he make, $7 million this year? But he's going to get cashed up in the following year. Cashed up big time. If he plays well next year, $30 million guy. He won't surpass Aaron Rodgers to make a 33.5, but he'll be a $30 million guy. He's got to have a good year, though. If he doesn't, do you question his ability to be a franchise quarterback? He didn't have a great year this year. His numbers were okay. Numbers actually were better than they were last year. You know, prorated. 5-6. Only thing that matters is record, wins and losses. So, what do you do with Carson Wentz if he has an offseason? What's that going to mean for his contract? What's that going to mean for the Eagles going forward? They might rue the day they got rid of Nick Foles. I doubt it. I think Carson Wentz is going to be outstanding. I really do. It's fun to watch. He's got a cannon of an arm. He's smart. Saw the way he played last year. He would have been the MVP. No doubt in my mind, MVP, 11-2 when he left with that bad knee injury. He is injury prone. He is. Can't deny that. He's always banged up. Missed the playoffs the last two seasons. Completely missed the playoffs the last two seasons. Last time I checked, you want your franchise quarterback in the lineup in the postseason. Of course, it hasn't mattered a whole lot. They have Nick the Savior. Never nervous, Nicky. Saving the day. He's done a lot of amazing things. This year is right up there. Taking the team that was dead in the water, winning on the road, 13.5-point dog in L.A., beating the Texans, a team that had won 10 of 11 coming in, taking care of the Redskins, getting a little help from Chicago, and then they took care of Chicago. Game-winning drive, fourth down, hits Golden Tate. He called the play, too, sprint right option. That was him. Two biggest plays in the last 2 years, the Philly special he called. I know Doug Peterson gets credit for that. That was Nick Foles. Nick Foles called that play. Called his own number. That's gutsy. Called his own number. Then he calls for a sprint right option. Hits Golden Tate for the touchdown. Rest is history. The double doink will forever be known as the double doink. But yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz couldn't have more pressure on him going forward. Nick Foles, the bar he has set is insane. Just insane. I mean, he's done the ultimate. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Can't take that away from him. He's got a crazy resume. 27-2, 7 touchdowns in a game, Super Bowl MVP, 25 consecutive completions. He's beat the best defensive team back-to-back years in the playoffs. What else do you want? Took a team that was dead to the playoffs, won a playoff game on the road. My goodness, what a resume by Nick Foles. Carson Wentz admitted it this week. The pressure is on. We'll see how he performs under pressure. Never nervous, Nicky. We know how he performs. We'll see if Carson Wentz can perform under pressure. Because he has it. He's got a lot of it, too. He's got a ton of pressure. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles the pressure. If he's as cool as Nick Foles. Again, I think he's a top five talent. Whether he can play like that, whether he can stay healthy, remains to be seen. He'll get his $30 million. and Nick Foles will start somewhere else. Will he start in Jacksonville? Is that the place where he goes? What if he turns that team around? What an awful year they had, 5-11 after almost going to the Super Bowl the year before. Blake Bortles, horrendous. Time to move on from Blake Bortles. Well, what does Nick Foles do in Jacksonville? What does he do in Miami? I just hope they don't send him to Washington or the Giants where they have to face him twice a year. I think they'd like to stay away from that. What about Denver? Case Keenum, they admitted, was patchwork, a Band-Aid, a bridge to get to the next guy. They might draft somebody, or they might pick up Nick Foles. Denver's a plus 400 to pick up Nick Foles. Eagles are plus 600, right in the middle of the pack. The odds came out. There's nine teams. Eagles are right in the middle of the pack at number five. I don't see that. He doesn't want to play here. He doesn't want to play here. He wants to lead men. Be in the huddle. Be the guy. Wow, time has flown tonight, folks. Got to run. I'll be back tomorrow with D-Lineup at 6:30. Again on Sunday, 5 to 8. Appreciate everyone who listened tonight, called into the show, tweeted the show. Tyler Zuli, great job behind the glass. I'm Joe Stazek. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the Sixers game tomorrow. Heard right here on 97.5 The Fanatic at 3:30. I will be along with D-Lineup following the game. Good night, everybody. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.